Blog Talk Radio.
This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Let's take the word freedom. Wouldn't it be great to have more professional freedom, personal freedom, and how about financial freedom? Every week, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, interviews experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, their passions, and provide real-life, tangible takeaways. Get ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
It's noon in America, Corruption County, Arizona, and time for your weekly trifecta nooner with Michelle on the Everything Home Dog Radio Show. We're your censorship-free, faith-based sanctuary, speakeasy for patriots. RTGIF Live Studio Audience is excited for an amazing show with a love of country and patriotic themes. They're also ready to take action and spend the weekend listening to some of the 482 segments of this live show from our 203 partners. To join them, go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click the Take Action tab, and then the Purpose Driven Partner segment page for every episode. Put on your common sense caps, we the people, grab your pen and paper for all the quality content you're about to hear. It's Rejuvenation July and Patriotism Month. Time to take action to make your life, your business, and this country better. Today's topics on episode 233, virtual assistance, the border crisis, community support, take action items, America Today, religious persecution, patriotic gear, and precinct committee man. Special guests, Pastor Artur Palowski, the Canadian faith and freedom fighter of Street Church Ministries, and Stephen Stern, flagship apparel company delivered by our partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace. They're good people doing good business and good things.
Are you ready?
Today's lineup, Sophie Zulman, virtual assistant team giving your business more freedom. Mary Ann Mendoza, angel families and moms providing support and advocacy for victims of illegal alien crimes. And she's just back from the border. Jason Bressler, Phoenix Metro Chamber Foundation, supporting local charities and helping vets, pets, and kids. Me, Take Action Items, BLC, resources to improve your business, the B, life, the L, and community, the C, plus Save America. Mikaela Cox, heartfelt meditations, writings about motherhood, faith, and we, the people. And our two special guests sitting shotgun in Michelle's Patriot Soapbox at 1 p.m., Pastor Artur Palowski, the maskless Canadian faith and freedom fighter of Street Church Ministries, who's been arrested and fined by that tyrannical country because he wouldn't stop feeding the poor and homeless. They're not hopeless people. It's just the government doesn't care about them. They like to keep them homeless and shut down his church. He just finished touring the U.S. to warn Americans how close we are to losing our country forever. And at 1:30, Stephen Stern, he's the founder of the Flag Shirt Apparel Company, a veteran and third-generation family-owned business dedicated to all patriotic gear and accessories, everything you need to show your love of the USA. He's also on a mission to recruit more precinct committee men, so we're talking PCs, one of my favorite topics. So be sure to stick around for the second hour of the show, facts, truth, take action, items, resources, and of course, some entertainment. Visit everythinghomeresourceplatform.com for more information on today's guests, their websites, their shows, and everything you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities. One location for all the information, the Ultimate Resource Platform.
Everything's home.
We're live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific time. Go to everythinghomelive.com. That's everythinghomelive.com. Of course, the link is on the top of our homepage. Breaking news. Number one, the VAERS CDC website now has over 7,000 deaths listed from the non-vaccine, and they only report about 1% of the people. So add two zeros to the real total. Number two, Pfizer says their non-vaccine isn't effective, and they need approval on a third booster shot. Yet another fake COVID surge is on the way. They just don't want this political propaganda plandemic to end.
Things that make you go
Number three, Anthony Fauci said, get over it. And the head of the HHS said that the government has the right to mandate everyone to get the non-vaccine because they paid trillions of dollars to help Americans. More like they paid trillions to create and manage the plandemic. Number four, the Biden Nazi regime is now going door to door to all the smart people's homes who haven't gotten the non-vaccine. To stop this violation of your rights, put a no trespassing sign outside your door. They come to your house, don't say anything to them except tell them to leave. If they don't, you can legally call the police. I'm putting up my sign today. And remember, it's not a vaccine, but an experimental bioweapon with mRNA and nanotechnology, spike proteins, tracking devices, operating systems, graphite. That's why those magnets stick to people. Fetal tissue from aborted babies. Still don't understand why the churches are saying it's cool, especially the Catholics. Something's up with that Vatican. And the name of the patent is Lucifer Race. Don't take it. It's July 9th, day 480 of 15 days to slow the spread. That's correct. It's day 480 of 15 days to slow the spread.
Snap out of it.
It's time to rip off your dirty mask. God, I hope you're not wearing them still. They don't work. They actually make you sick and are a symbol of control and tyranny. And that's what this whole pandemic is all about. Just say no to the non-vaccine because it will kill you. Just a matter of time. Don't believe me. Listen to Dr. Brian Artis on episode 223. Lays it all out for you. Or perhaps Dr. Christiana Northrup on episode 230. Oh, my goodness. Crazy. Go to your next school board meeting and your city council meeting. Reclaim your freedoms. Go back to normal. Take action to stand up to the Nazi regime by joining one of our partners' groups on the Take Action tab. Must join. Must follow. Get involved today. Fight for your freedom. Stop acting like we, the sheeple. Take back your country and reopen America 100%.
What do I stand for? What do I stand for? Anymore.
Now it's time to meet the partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. Today's topics on episode 233, virtual assistance, the border crisis, community support, take action items, America Today, religious persecution, patriotic gear, and precinct committee man with our special guest, Pastor Artur Palowski, the Canadian faith and freedom fighter of Street Church Ministries, and Stephen Stern of the Flag Shirt Apparel Company.
Let's get ready to rumble!
First up is Miss Sophie Zolman. She's the founder of Sophie Zo Virtually, your right-hand support mom team, giving you the freedom to be the visionary of your business. Focus on what you do best and make more money. Audience, we all like to make more money, right? Sophie, how are you today?
I'm doing well, thanks, Michelle. How about you?
I'm very, very good. It's Friday. We've got the weekend coming. We've got a very nice patriotic theme. We love America. God is great. Show. So virtual assistants. You know, it's everybody needs them. Not everybody has them. So how do we help people get the virtual assistants so they can grow their business and focus on really what they do best, which obviously will make them more money?
Absolutely, yes. They, you know, you can't do it alone. I don't care what you say. You can't do it alone, at least not forever. You can do it that way to start, but you can't do it that way forever. You've got to get stuff off your plate that isn't making you money so you can do the stuff that makes money. And a virtual assistant is the place to start. And in some cases, it's multiple virtual assistants because there are different kinds of virtual assistants. Some are, you know, jack of all trades. Some have specialties. Some have certifications. And you got to find the right mix for you because a jack-of-all-trades person is going to be good at some but not everything. And you want people to be good at everything they do and in love everything they do. So you might want a few virtual assistants. Now, you can do that one at a time. I'm not saying hire five people all at once because that can get overwhelming and confusing too. But build your team of virtual assistants. And then once you get a few of them in there, build yourself a team that has a manager, online business manager or a project manager, so that that part of the puzzle comes off your plate too, and you're still going to get more time to do those things that make more money and give you the freedom you started that business for, so that you can make money and have fun and see your family and live your life the way you want to live it.
But usually the biggest obstacle for people is, one, they don't feel like they're organized enough to bring on another body, because most of the stuff is either right there that they use on their own computers or their clouds, or it's in their head. And then the other issue is, how do I pay for this person? You know, I've got, everything's on a tight budget. Most companies have 2 months worth of operating income, even if they're flying solo, in order to, you know, sit in their bank accounts. How do we overcome those two obstacles?
Well, the first obstacle, you definitely got to sit down and make a list of all the things that you do that you don't want to do, and figure out a priority of what you want to get off your plate first. And then you may want to take time to either create your SOP, standard operating procedure, with just a quick Loom video of you yourself doing it, so that the VA can come on and learn how to do it and take it over. That's not too terribly hard to do. You just got to book some time on your calendar to make that happen. Otherwise, you can directly train the virtual assistant and let her create the SOP and make it better from there. And, of course, you want to hire someone who has experience with what you do, the tech you use, things like that. Do that brain dump. Get that stuff, you know, listed out, prioritize what's the most important to get off your plate. It's the most time-consuming, most unfun, and start there, and then have your job description and ready to hire somebody. Now, the payment piece, let me just put it to you this way. An example, if you're a coach or a consultant and you charge $250 an hour for your coaching services, and you hire a VA at $25 an hour for $25 an hour for 10 hours a month, that's $250. So if you get one new coaching client that you're coaching at least 2 hours a month, not only are you paying for that virtual assistant because she has taken 10 hours of time off your plate a month, you've got room to coach for 10 hours. So you can actually make $2,500 by getting that 10 hours of stuff off your plate and paying someone $250 to do it.
Yeah, you got to just basically reposition the way that you think about your business and how the money is coming in and going out. So it's like a relearning, repositioning.
Absolutely, absolutely. You've got to invest a little bit into your business, you know, as you know. But sometimes you got to take that leap and do, because you got to look at the numbers and you really got to think it through. It's all about the math. And if you pay someone $250 a month to do 10 hours of your work and you're coaching those 10 hours at $250 an hour, it's making sure that mindset and seeing those numbers, even if you have to write it down on a piece of paper, to go, oh yeah, I can pay her $250 a month and I can make $2,500 a month by finding a new coaching client or two to fill that space. It's a done deal. It's a, you know, win-win situation. You're profiting way more by doing that and having money to pay that person and do more things with your business. And you can even potentially increase that person's workload and their payment to open up even more than 10 hours a month and just continue along that little cycle of give her pay to do something, fill those hours with clients and income and revenue generation, and it gradually increases everything, and it works out so that you're not going into debt and you're not having to worry about how you're going to pay her, because you're making more than enough to pay her and then some.
Yeah, there might be a little short-term pain when the money is going out while you're working on bringing in new business and clients, but the long-term gain is going to far outweigh that little bit of short-term pain. I'm glad that you brought up take out a piece of paper and a pen. We love pen and paper here, because once you write things down, it realistically changes how your brain acknowledges and retains it, and that's scientifically proven. So it's great that you love to text people. It's great that you love to type on the computer, but pull out that pen and paper. It makes a huge difference. So if you give your contact information, how you want people to find you, and your website, please.
You can contact me at Sophie@sophiezo.com email address, and my website is Sophie, Sophiez.com, S-O-P-H-I-E-Z as in zebra, O.com.
And then if they contact you, is there like a free consultation that they get so they can at least kind of figure out what the cost is, what they need, so they can put a plan together? But we like planning.
Absolutely. They go to the website, Sophiezo.com. There is a button at the top of the every webpage. It's a free 30-minute discovery call with me.
Awesome. All right, Sophie, I hope you get a couple people reaching out so they can make their life better and make more money for themselves. Thanks for coming on, my dear, and we will talk to you next month.
All righty, will do. Thank you, Michelle. Thanks for having me, and I look forward to hearing from folks in the audience that need a little help and want to get some more money and freedom in their life.
Awesome. We love freedom, and we love more money. Yes. Thank you, Sophie.
You're welcome. Thanks.
All right. Now, if you forgot already what her website was, you don't have to worry. Don't have to worry, because on all the shows that are listed on our everythinghomeresourceplatform.com website, you go to the Take Action tab. Take Action. Everything's under that Take Action tab. You go down to Purpose Driven Partner segment, and you're just going to then scroll. Once you're on that page, you're going to pick your shows that you want to listen to. There's the title of the show on the top. There's the graphic of all the pretty people that are on the show. And then on beneath it, just there in the show notes, it has their name and their business. And it's in blue, you know, that link that just, you know, the blue link. If you click on that, it goes right to their webpage. So that way you can find them, you can reach out, and you can, you know, check it out. See if you guys are a match. A lot of them will give you some VIP treatment when you tell them you heard them on the show, Everything Home. So make sure you do that and reach out to them. A lot of them give free consults. And a lot of them give a lot of perks, a lot of free stuff. I'm going to put a page together for all the people that give free stuff. So that way you guys can take advantage of it and, you know, grab that pen and paper, put your plan together. I also want to thank all the live listeners and all the people that have been downloading this show. It has been unbelievable, the numbers. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And also, please share this show, share this platform with your friends, family, contacts, because all this information literally will change your life. All there to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities. And we need community support and everybody to take action now more than ever. And on the homepage, you can rate, review, and subscribe to the show on your favorite podcast player. You can join our communities. There's a big tab, or a big graphic rather, that has links to click on that, and then it'll get to all the links for all the social media. And of course, yeah, there's that trusty newsletter. You want to subscribe to that because you got to get around the censorship. We're being censored all over. So I mentioned the other day on the show, it was on the Alan Keyes show. And just when I started to list all of the bad players in the game, their phone system at their studio went down. Mm-hmm. And then yesterday I got an email from Spotify, and they said they took down the episode with Dr. Christiane Northrup, which is episode 230. We were talking the vaccine. We were talking COVID-19 facts. We were talking about the truth about your health. They didn't like that. They didn't like the truth, so they took down the episode. Yet another form of censorship. They haven't done that to any of the other shows, so that must be the soup du jour. They're taking down episodes now, so it's not just about posts on social media. They're actually going after the shows. It's getting dangerous, people. It's getting dangerous. Speaking of dangerous, it is time to talk the border. Ay, ay, ay. So here we go. You want to get some truth? You want to get a reality check? We're going to get it right now from Miss Mary Ann Mendoza. She's hot off the border. She is the founder of Angel Families and Angel Moms, a group of victims and families of victims of illegal alien crime in our country. And she's a huge advocate. Change things and at least get you the information. Audience, big round of applause. Mary Ann, how are you?
I am good, Michelle. How are you doing?
I'm good. Before you start, I want to just give the audience a 10-second reminder of who's in charge, and it'll kind of make sense why it's so bad.
We are going to the border. We've been to the border. So this whole thing about the border, we've been to the border. We've been to the border.
You haven't been to the border.
Unbelievable, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. They'll never go to the area where I went this past weekend. I traveled down to McAllen, Texas, and we went, you know, to different areas. We ended up at midnight, the night of July 4th, into the early morning hours of July 5th. We were along the Rio Grande River, about 30 miles west of Roma. hiked half a mile down to the river and arrived just in time for some coyotes on the other side of the river to yell to the National Guard, Texas National Guard, we're sending 80 over. And the Texas National Guard was like, okay. So these guys get into the river with two rafts, and they start loading women and children and pulling them across the river and unloading them on the other side. There was a pastor greeting the people and talking to them. And basically, you know, the way I'm looking at this, Michelle, Governor Abbott is lying because he's saying we're not allowing people in. We're going to start arresting them. They're going to be put in jail for a year to a year and a half. And they're not doing it. So the Texas National Guard is basically a welcoming committee, and they gather them all up. The children were hacking and coughing. You know, it was 2 o'clock in the morning. This one woman had a 10-month-old baby, and the guy who was helping her, well, he was in the raft with her. I don't know if he was her husband or what. He had that 10-month-old baby draped over his arm like a sack of potatoes, helping her get out of the raft. We would be charged with child abuse if we were out crossing an international border at 2 a.m. in the morning with our 10-month-old child. It was absolutely disgusting. These women had manicures. They were very well-dressed. They weren't dirty. They hadn't come from a very long, you know, trek across all of these countries like they're making out. But it is very obvious these children are sick. We didn't know what they had, but almost every one of them were coughing. Then they gather them all up. And we started trying to talk to them. We had several people. I had Angel Mom Marie Vega from Texas. Her son was a Border Patrol officer who was killed by an illegal. She was with me, and she started speaking in Spanish to them. This young girl was pregnant. She asked her how old she was. She said 30. And Marie told her, there's no way you're 30. You're 16 or 17 years old. And then the National Guard told them to quit talking to us. So they wouldn't even allow us to have conversations with these people. And they took a half a mile up the road, and the pastor's assistants were all at the back of a pickup truck handing out cold water to these people. And then they marched them up the street into the middle of a neighborhood. They had bright lights on, Border Patrol buses, and they were processing them at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning to take them to Border Patrol centers, finish processing them, and then move them along to HHS. The sad thing, and prior to going to Texas, Michelle, I spent many, many days on the phone trying to find out about this voice office, you know, that the mainstream media was claiming was closed, and it's now named the Vessel Office. And in my investigations into all of that, the Vessel Office still provides help for victims of illegal alien crime, and I want people to know that. The only help that they offer us, though, is a guide through where they are, where it stands in the case. And, you know, we used to be able to follow up with them as to when they would be deported after they had finished their sentence. I don't think that will be happening anymore. But these illegals can call in to the Vessel Office and say that they're a victim of human trafficking, even if they paid to be brought here. They will be referred over to USCIS. USCIS will then let them, they'll fill out an application for them for either a U visa or a T visa. Well, they will be given a work permit immediately once they apply for those visas, whether they're ever approved for them or not. And now the Democrats have started a bill where they're taking $2 billion away from the border fence to get, and they're giving millions of those dollars to USCIS for the cost of all these applications that they're going to be getting, which the illegals are supposed to be paying their own processing fees. And the Democrats have stated out loud that they fear that these people won't be able to pay these processing fees for their U&T visas, and so they're forcing American taxpayers to help pay these fees. Mind you, a T visa will get them 4 years residency, employment benefits. They will get welfare food stamps. You know, if you go online and research what a U and a T visa is, it's going to absolutely sicken you. It's another back door that this administration is going through to bring these people in. Through a top-heavy illegal helpline to help these people who are breaking our immigration laws, there is nothing that angel families get from the federal government after having a loved one killed, ever. So but we have a top-heavy Vessel Office that is going to be helping these people actually have residency here, get jobs, get food stamps, get everything they need.
So in the beginning, you said the coyotes made an announcement that we're sending them over, and then our Border Patrol said, come on, and then they
The National Guard. The Border Patrol
Sorry.
Is not down at the river. They're half
so
a mile
So National
up the
Guard
road.
Said, come on in. The door's
yep.
open. We'd love to have you. Then there's a pastor there to greet them, which there's the money from, well, I'm assuming it's the Catholic Church because they got a ton of money to help. And everybody's in great shape, pretty, all white T-shirts, whiter than the ones that you and I have at home. And then we are then giving them even more. We know in Arizona we have our hotels here where we're letting them stay for 3 days and then shipping them all over the country, giving them $1,400 and a game console. And then from what I've heard, they get cars and all kinds of other perks and job placements and lots of money, which you just kind of reiterated that. So it's a pretty good deal. I don't know, maybe you and I should go over to Mexico, walk across and take advantage of it. Kind of think that's the way to go. This is unbelievable, and it's disgusting, and it is an invasion of our country, and I'm glad that you brought up 1225. Okay, I'm going to give you a couple more minutes. And it is, like I said, an invasion of our country. I'm glad you brought up Governor Abbott, because when we were talking to Mike Miller, the founder of Warriors for Ranchers, he said that him and his team brought Abbott a plan to actually prevent and stop all this, and Abbott wouldn't fund it. And we also know that the Constitution allows the states to override anything in the federal government and to stop this, and also go ahead and shut down the borders immediately. But we found out from Patty Porter that when she was down at your event the end of June, that their attorneys that are consulting the sheriff said, no, you can't do that. Because, you know, those attorneys work for all those big firms, and those big firms want all those contracts and lobbyists and deals from the government and all their friends. So they're telling them the wrong information.
Well, the ACLU just sent a letter to 23 or 44, I can't remember, I just read it right before to all these sheriffs in the counties, and it's a 6-page letter from the ACLU basically saying what you are doing with this Operation Lone Star with Governor Abbott is against the law, blah, 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 and this one Sheriff Ron Boyd, I believe his name is, he wrote a pretty terse letter back to them, but they are demanding that the state of Texas and all the law enforcement stop cooperating with Governor Abbott. And this is what you're going to continue seeing, the ACLU, the pro-illegals. You know, the ACLU, I looked into them. They're a 501c3 operating in this country for the benefit of illegals, and their top guy makes $786,000 a year.
Whoa.
That's his salary.
Wow.
And there's two others, you know, the top three, they all make more than $600,000 a year on this nonprofit that's helping illegals invade our country. I don't understand why there's not a tightening down of these nonprofits that are aiding and abetting the invasion of our country. I'm just stunned that there's so much corruption, Michelle, and I've got so much more to tell you. I'm going to send you an op-ed that you can put on your website that I just wrote that gives a lot more information about the USCIS and that whole program with the visas. People need to really become more aware of what's really happening behind the scenes.
They totally do. Why don't we have – you and I will talk after the show, and let's get you on one of the soapbox segments again, because you got a lot to update people. I'm thinking Monday, maybe about 1:30-ish or so that we can get this information out. And I'm also thinking maybe we put together kind of like a virtual summit about the border and get all of you together, because this is information you're never going to hear about on the mainstream media. You're not even going to hear on a lot of the other alternative media, because nobody wants to touch the border, which
right.
is the biggest. It's like I said, it's not a crisis.
It's political
invasion.
Theater in Texas. It's
yeah,
political
yeah,
theater in Texas. Abbott doesn't have any action behind his words. None.
And then as I sent that email to you from Christy, the information from Christy Hutcherson, she's coming on next Friday. They're doing a whole new plan to rezone the nursing homes, and they're going to put the model, they're starting in Michigan, and then they're putting the model across the whole country to then bring in 12 to 18-year-old or 12 to 17-year-old. There must be something magical about these numbers, because I keep hearing them, illegal alien males to create sleeper cells across the country. And the word sleeper cells doesn't, is that means more than just, oh, I don't know, Somebody who needs a job. So she's going to fill us in, but I'm thinking we need to do a summit. Marianne, give your website information. And I also want to let people know Marianne Mendoza's Angel Families and Moms is a nonprofit organization. So if you want to help her out, she could use some donations because she's doing so much advocacy work that, like I said, you're not going to hear this information. And she's going on all these trips, and they're also supporting families and victims of illegal alien crime. So she's trying to do good, but she doesn't get the money that these other nonprofits that are giving money to illegals. So she's going to rely on we, the people, in order to help her out. So if you can, throw her a bone, give her some donations. That would be great. Marianne, give your website, would you?
Thank you so much. Angelfamilies.org. And any help is appreciated because these trips that I go on are definitely self-funded because we don't have the money donated to us to help us out. And, you know, the more information I can get out to your viewers, the better.
Yeah, definitely, because they're not going to get it anywhere else. Thank you, Marianne. I'll call you after the show.
Thanks.
And we'll put this together. Thank you, my dear.
Right,
thank you for everything that you're doing.
Okay. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Oh, I don't even know where to comment on that. But so I'm going to just jump into the next guest because I can go on for days. We've had a lot of shows, a lot of experts that are down on the border that are involved, and it's just getting more and more out of control. And again, next Friday, Christy Hutchison's going to be on to tell you about this new thing they uncovered, which is making it even uglier. Your money. It's all your tax dollars. I'm whispering like Biden does. All right, my next guest is Jason Bressler. He's the founder of the nonprofit Phoenix Metro Chamber Foundation. They're supporting local charities. Somebody supporting Americans. Thank you, Jason. Through fundraising, volunteer efforts, and charitable partnerships, all helping veterans, pets, children, and families. Big round of applause for one of our platinum partners. Jason, how are you today?
I am good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. You're going to be the bearer of good news because you're helping Americans. You're helping smaller nonprofits that aren't getting the big government money, that don't have the big donors. They're just regular folks working hard, grassroots in the community to help the community. And the smaller ones, everyone, just so you know, they know more about the community. They're not with those big salaries like you just heard. So these small organizations are the ones who are really doing the positive work. Jason's organization helps them out because they don't have the resources. And you want those resources, those donations, to go to help the people that they're supposed to be serving. So, Jason, what's going on? I know you got some events coming up.
Yes, we have a bowling fundraiser on August 21st from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Let It Roll Bowl and Entertainment, which is 8925 North 12th Street in Phoenix. And we're going to be having a great fundraiser to benefit a lot of local charities, including Youth for Troops, which provides care packages to deployed service members, as well as several other local charities that will be benefiting from this event. We also have our fifth annual charity golf tournament coming up. That's going to be on December 4th, and that's going to be at the Biltmore Golf Club. And we're benefiting various organizations that serve veterans, police officers, service members, and their families. Including Military Assistance Mission, Youth for Troops, Southwest Veterans Foundation, Arizona Law Enforcement Outreach and Support. We're also going to be helping Hope Kids, which provides support to children with life-threatening medical conditions. Again, many other organizations that will be supported by that event. And, of course, our winter pet adoption, December 18th, Floor and Decor in Glendale. Helping a lot of local animal rescue organizations adopt out various pets, including dogs, cats, anything you can think of, literally hamsters, rabbits. So we're just very excited to do this work. Yep.
Every
friend.
Time he hears your voice, he just comes and wants to talk.
No, I appreciate it. No, so we have a lot coming up, and if any business or any person wants to get involved with us, we'd love to have their involvement and support, whether it be as a sponsor, a vendor, a silent auction item donor. We also are giving out prize bags at our events, so any business that wants to promote themselves in our prize bags, they can do that. We just have a lot of opportunities for everyone in the community to get involved, and we're very inclusive. We're always looking for new collaborations and new partnerships, and we want everyone to be involved in what we're doing.
And for those of you who don't know Jason, he's very creative with his collaboration. So there is nothing is off limits. So I would encourage you to reach out if you are our business or somebody who wants to get involved in a collaboration with their organization. because you can do some wonderful things together. You can make some magic. Make some magic.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And if anyone wants to be on our committees and help us put more projects together, whether they be fundraisers, volunteer efforts, or donation drives, we're open to that. We also are looking for additional board members at this time. So anyone can be as involved as they'd like to be in our organization. This is truly your foundation, and we are committed to doing what our community needs and what our donors, supporters, and sponsors would like us to do in the community and, you know, in terms of the groups that we support. So this can be anything in honor of someone, maybe a veteran that's done something special, or maybe someone out there doesn't have the money to afford certain supplies that they really need. Well, let's do something for them. Let's do a donation drive. So there's just a lot that can be done. And if we all work together, we're going to make that greater impact, just like we do, Michelle.
And, you know, what's really great about your organization is that you give people options. So they don't just have to donate. You're not just saying, hey, donate. No, you have an event. You have events where they can participate. They can, you know, there's activities. They can meet other people. And they also are supporting the organization. And then you also, they can volunteer. So it's not like, because there's a lot of these groups out there, a lot of organizations, all they want, all they do is ask for money. And there's no ability to even participate. And that's what the nonprofits are supposed to be doing. You're supposed to have some sort of participation in the community. That was what their purpose was. It wasn't just to take money and then reallocate funds. You know, it's all about getting involved in the community. So very admirable that you guys are pushing that and encouraging people to get involved, like physically. And even if people can't do that, you know, you can be a virtual volunteer, which means, you know, share his post, share the information, because that makes a big difference too. The more people that know about what's going on in the organization, the more people can participate in all these different ways. So it's wonderful. You guys are doing amazing work. As I've always said, you're the hardest working guy that's out there. So I just, keep up the great work, and I just look forward to amazing updates. That's what we should do. We should, next time you're on, we should showcase some of the nonprofits that you've helped out with specific things that have been done, so people can see results. You know, because if they're giving money, they want to be able to see, hey, who did I help? Where did this money go? And whose life became better because of that? So I think we should do that on the next show.
Yeah, absolutely. We could have folks from the different charities come on during whatever segment I'm selected for or designated for, and tell your audience all about the impact that, whether it's our funding, whether it's our supplies that we donate, whether it's our time that we donate, what that really does. I mean, on Monday, we're all going to pack care packages and get them sent out to deployed service members. We do that every second Monday, and I can have the founders of Youth for Troops tell you more about that, for instance. There's several people I could have on the show, Michelle, that can really talk about the impact that our foundation has made for their organization, those they serve. So that's no problem.
Yeah, let's do that. We'll set it up as a soapbox segment so we can do maybe 20 minutes, 30 minutes. We'll have the different organizations come on, and they can give us specifics about who we're helping, because I think that will make a big difference, because you don't get that from many nonprofits. You don't get updates. They just say how much money we raised and how much money we spent. They don't get the real human stories.
Yeah, and we want to always encourage people to follow their passion and understand these charities. Maybe there's someone out there that doesn't know about Youth for Troops and doesn't know about Hope Kids or some of these other organizations that they work with. And then when they find out, they start to get more involved with those organizations. And again, that impact is greater. And then they get maybe their families involved, their children involved at a young age, and then they become philanthropists like I have for the rest of my life. It's really important to us that we get everyone engaged in the community and realize that, like you said so eloquently, that whether it's time, supplies, money, all of it counts. All of it is important. And that's why we started, to encourage folks to get involved with those smaller local charities here in Arizona that desperately need the help, and that the impact is so great and it's so rewarding. And you'll be hearing, you and your audience will be hearing more about that in future episodes.
And the other side too, what if you're listening and you need help from one of these organizations and you don't know that they're right there, especially if you're here in Arizona?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what if you know somebody who needs that help and you're hearing for the first time about what these, some of these organizations do? I mean, part of our role, and I'm going to talk about this in my segment, but I'm going a little bit longer here. Part of our role as, you know, civic, on our civic duty, in our take action community, right? We are supposed to know certain things, right? And there's no reason why we can't retain the information and then help others by saying, hey, you know what, I know this is what's going on. Here's a great organization to go give them a call and see what they can do. You know, there's we're in very uncharted waters and in a very weird world. And I'll just say weird. I can list a bunch of adjectives, but I'll just keep it clean and say weird. So, you know, a lot of people need certain resources more so than ever. And if you're listening and maybe you don't need the resources, you need to still pay attention to what is there, because why can't you help another person by just giving them the phone number, the website, the something, so that they can go get the help they need? So that's important too. You know, that's the role of the upstanding citizens, to know things about your community so you can share that with others. I think that's a great thing. We'll put that together. We'll do it soon, you know, like in the next week, maybe week and a half, because I think it's important that more people know about these organizations and the good work that they do. And I want to hear from them, because it's different when it comes from somebody who is experiencing it. And, you know, you hear that passion in their voice, and then it makes a bigger impact for the people that are listening. Right, Jason?
Absolutely. I mean, I could read quotes from some of the folks that we serve, and it goes exactly to what you said. Like, for instance, Harvest Compassion Center, which provides supplies such as hygiene items, non-perishable food, clothing to people in need. One of the quotes that's in our brochure is, the foundation's commitment to the local community is unmatched. It takes a village to meet the needs of our local neighbors in need, and this foundation has a strong commitment to do just that. So, I mean, there's other quotes in our brochure too, but that encompasses exactly what we're talking about. And again, if we all work together, we can make that greater impact and feel great about doing it. And that's, again, thanks to you and your audience, we're able to do that.
Well, you're very welcome. It's the least we can do is get the information out. That's the whole purpose of this patriotic, purpose-driven resource platform, and encourage people to take action, because everybody needs to get involved with their community. I know that we all haven't for many, many years for the most part, but now it's time to do that on all different levels. Jason, give your website, would you please?
PMC.foundation. Again, that's PMC.foundation.
Awesome. Thank you. I will give you a call tomorrow and we will plan this out. I think it'll be an amazing episode. People might need to get their tissues. You can get your pocketbooks too. That'd be nice, but you don't have to. You don't have to. It's not all about donating the money. Being a volunteer is just as important. So that way there's no excuses for who can participate. I love that. I love eliminating the excuses. No more excuses, people. Thank you, Jason. And I'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
Thank you for all you do. I look forward to speaking with you.
I do too. Always a pleasure. Thank you, Jason. Thank you for all your hard work. Oh, what a good guy. What a very, very good guy. And he is just so devoted to making that foundation, the Phoenix Metro Chamber Foundation, successful to help all these local charities here in Arizona. Anarchy, Arizona, Mera, Corruption County. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So this is good for my next segue. I'm going to make it quick because I want to get back on track with the time. Yeah, a little off the rails with the time. So as far as my take action segment, I'm calling it now Take Action Items BLC. B is business, life. L is life. C is community. So it is up to all of us to get involved, because we're focusing on community right now, to get involved with the community at all different levels, whether it is, you know, I don't call it political anymore, because nothing is political. And when everything is political, nothing is political. It's like when everything is racism, nothing is racism. Oh, I need so much more time for this segment. But anyway, so it is up to all of us to get involved. You know, we are on the wrong track for this country. We've been talking about it for months. You've got school boards, you've got civic, you've got city council, you've got school boards, you've got CRT, you've got all kind of border, right? So the only thing that is going to make a change, because we already know the politicians do not care. The elected elite have their own agendas, and they're violating the law, you know, the masks, the shutdowns, the forcing of vaccines. That's all against the law, people. But nobody seems to care. So the only way that we're going to change things is we, the people, actually have to get off our rear ends and do something about it. So the great thing is we have been interviewing and creating partnerships with a lot of these great organizations. So you can do things virtually. You can do things in person. We do love the in-person. That is the best way to really make a difference. You got to show up at some of these rallies. You got to go to their meetings. And where do you find all of these groups, all of these great patriotic groups? They're on our website. Go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Click the Take Action tab. And if you look at the long list of all kinds of resources to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities, you will see the must follow and must join people, groups, organizations, and companies. So they're all there. And then right next to the big graphic that tells you about what they do, you can click on the graphic and it takes you to their website. Next to the graphic is the episode that they had with us on the show. So if you click on that, you could listen to what they're all about. So we've got tons. These are our platinum partners. Some of them haven't come on the show yet, so we haven't made them platinum partners. That means they're extra special. But yeah, you've got Make Americans Free Again. Their local chapter here in Arizona is Arizona Stands United. We got Jenny Jackson on board running a great operation. They actually do meetings where you physically meet every week on a Thursday all over the state of Arizona. They got meetings. And then you've got Raj Dorsami. He's over at Defend Our Union. Incredible summits they're putting together. There's a new one coming up. I will share that information with you on Monday. And don't forget about Christy Hutchinson, Women Fighting for America. And she's coming on next Friday. You've got Dr. Cordy Williams over at 1776 Forever Free. And then you've got Kim Miller over at Arizona Women of Action. You've got Cindy Chafin, Moms for America. You've got Maria Zach over at Nations in Action. Don't forget Marissa Hamilton. She's been on the show a couple times. EasyAZ.org, Civil Action Made Easy. And there's a bunch of other ones who haven't come on yet. So I encourage you to go check out them and join. Everybody needs to join one of three groups. You need to join a group for your business. You need to join a group for your community, which really the community is based on what's going on. Your community is everything that pertains to your life, because these massive Nazi regime things that are going on in this country are only going to get worse. They're not going to get better. So we, the people, need to stand up and take that extra time. Oh, that's right. You're supposed to get up an hour early every day. And I blew that today. I did not get up an hour early. That hour early will give you a chance to check out all the Take Action items and on the website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, Take Action tab, all kinds of incredible information, groups. And of course, turn off that mainstream media. Turn off getting any news from social media. It's all lies, people, all lies. We've been talking about that for months. If you want to know the truth, you want to hear real information, you got to start listening to the right shows, which they are listed on our must listen to page. We're adding more all the time. All the partners are on there too. And then of course, if you want to know the truth from the groups that are giving you the truth, there's a page called Patriotic Media. Go check those out. There's tons of them on there. That's where you're going to get the real information. That's where you're going to get the facts. Because this propaganda that's been coming at us, like I said, it's only going to get worse. It's 12:48. I've got so much more to share, but just go check that out. I even have sound bites for you guys. I had tons of stuff. I'm just not going to be able to get to it. We're going to have to do it at the end of the show, so stick around if you don't mind. It'll be worth your while, I promise, especially we've got that special guest at 1, another special guest at 1:30. Before I bring on Mikaela, I do want to mention that our Everything Home Socially Conscious Marketplace, that I just want to say thank you for everybody that has been buying products on there. Now, this is 57 well-known websites and brands that you normally buy anyway, all different categories, including lots of patriotic gear. We're going to be talking about that a little bit later. And whenever you purchase anything from our website, from these companies, they donate 2 to 20% of your total purchase to our nonprofit partners. Mary Ann Mendoza and Angel Families is one of them. So is Jason Bressler over at Phoenix Chamber Foundation. They donate 2 to 20% to our nonprofits, helping vets, pets, kids, and freedom. So you can help by buying the things you normally do. Just don't go to their websites directly. Go to ours And that's how the donation is created. It comes from the company. You never pay more than if you went directly, and you usually get discounts. They love to just throw specials at you. And then it's on the Marketplace tab, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Click the Marketplace tab, Marketplace tab. Go check it out. Just check it out. See what's there. And also, don't forget MyPillow, Mike Lindell, MyPillow.com. You can go there directly. Just need the promo code HOME, H-O-M-E. Our promo code's H-O-M-E. Big guys donating 20%. So go buy your sheets, go buy your towels, go buy your pillow. They have 110 items. And what happens when you use that promo code? Not only do you get this a donation, but of course everybody goes, well, what's in it for me? Well, you're going to get up to 66% off. And they run specials all the time, all kinds of discounts, buy one, get ones, discounted, all, you name it. They are just pushing those products. They've been kicked out of all the big box stores because they hate him trying to spread the truth about election fraud 2020. So let's help Mike. Let's support him. And you're supporting nonprofit organizations at the same time. Marketplace tab. Go check it out. All right. It's 12:50. Yikes. Ah, I hate doing this. I hate going over, everybody. I am sorry. I'm sorry. There's just so much to share today. The show's just not long enough. All right. My next guest is Mika Ayla Cox. She's the author and creator of My Heartfelt Meditations, writings about her journey as a mother, her faith, and the American journey of we the people. We're talking about America today. Audience, how about a big round of applause as we're keeping with the patriotism theme? Thank you for hanging in there, my dear. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good. I'm very good. So I wanted to talk today about love of America. We can throw in a little faith because it's, you got to love God, you got to love your country, and about America today. So what do you want to start with? Excuse me, start with.
Well, I always love coming on because you're always so passionate about we the people. And, you know, one of the times we've talked, that's the book that came out in March that I wrote on, and I'm gearing up for another one in 2020. I've got to start doing my research about the Constitution, so I'll be working on that this year. But my book that I just dropped in June is actually about my own life and what it's been to now I see and my Christian faith and going through a disability and divorce at 26 and then the event of 2017 where it threw me into widowhood and raising two kids. So it's been fun.
Yeah.
It's called Now I See. And so it's, go ahead.
That's a lot on one plate. It's a lot on one plate, my dear. So yes. Would you say that your faith in God got you through a lot of that? Would you say that was probably what
would not be here if it wasn't for that. Yeah, no doubt.
And that's, you know, that comes up a lot on the show with our guests because we want to remind people that that really is the best way to,
It's the only way.
Change your life. And it's also going back to God, going back to faith is really important, not only for personal, but it helps with business too. It really does. And, you know, what's going on in the world, what's going on in society, what's going on, I call them the 13 bigs, you know, all the big organizations, the groups, the categories that collude together. And their goal is to move people as far away from God as possible because they want to create these other religions like scientism. And they want you to believe in what the scientists say, even though they never follow the science, Anthony Fauci. So they want you to, you know, worship those false idols and rely on what they think you need best rather than, especially in this COVID-19 political propaganda pandemic, they don't want you to rely on, that great immune system that God gave you, which is all you need. Make sure that that's working properly.
Right.
You don't need all this other stuff. So they're, you know, they're pushing it in schools. They're pushing it all over. So, you know, going back to God is what is going to make a difference in everyone's life. And you're living proof of that. You're living proof of that, my dear.
I do my best.
So, yeah. So what did you want to share about the current state of what's going on based on, you know, some of the things that you've been paying attention to lately about the direction America's headed and the junk that's out there? Because you've got kids, and I'm sure that – are they still in school or no? Are they still in school?
No, Louisiana during the pandemic, we were out for 6 months after it
hit.
No,
I mean age. Is the age still that they're in school?
Oh, sorry. I thought you meant like what the state of Louisiana was doing.
No.
Yeah, they are. They're going to – my daughter's going into sixth grade middle school in August. And then, yeah, I know, right? And
so
then my
what about CRT?
Son's going to be in second grade.
What about CRT and SEL in your school districts and in your community? Is that still something they're pushing? Did they get the governor to say kibosh on it, or what's going on there? Give me some updates so people can hear what's going on.
As far as I know, Louisiana is back to normal. Like everything's been lifted. I mean, we don't really have any restrictions.
No. I'm
right
asking
now.
About the agenda and the school curriculum. Because they're pushing.
Heard, I know there's been issues in Texas, and I know there's been issues in Virginia or West Virginia, but I've not noticed anything, at least in Northeast Louisiana where I live, of anything major that parents are balking at right now. So as far as I know, we're all good, because I have a lot of teacher friends, and I've not heard them talk about anything that would make me want to raise my eyebrows and go like, wait a minute, we need to fix this. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I think we're still good right now, but that could change at a moment's whim, just like it has all the way around the country. I mean, y'all see it everywhere, so it's just a matter of time, I guess. I hope not. We need to get it back on track if we want to live to tell another 5, 10, 15, 20, whatever crap years you want to talk about.
Yeah. But unfortunately, we don't have that kind of time. You know, we don't have that kind of time. As
yeah,
I have said on the show many times, you've got a Biden nuclear bomb coming at us at a speed, a warp speed, you know, like the speed of light, and it's backed by trillions of dollars and agendas that everybody's on board with, which is completely opposite of what this country was founded on and what a majority of this people in this country stand for. So, you know, you've got a battle there, and that's why we want people to take action and get involved and actually go participate.
It's always interesting to me when people, because they have the loudest microphone or megaphone, give the impression they're the majority, when actually they're really not, but they're doing a good job of making the ones that really are the majority to shut up. And it's a little crap because we're supposed to maintain our voices.
Exactly, and that is not the case at all. That is not the case at all. We are the majority. There's 100 million plus. There's probably about 150 million, if not more. They just, they're being silenced. We're being censored. I mean, from every direction.
Proved it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
I know.
The election of 2020 proved it, because the Democrats knew the only way they could get it was by stealing it, which is what they did. So that proves our point of we had it and we're the majority, but they do what they're going to do, and they've been allowed to get away with it for years. So.
Right.
The
sad part is, I heard a statistic that 67% of people have taken the non-vaccine. So I'm not quite sure why they have succumbed to that. But anyway, that's a issue that we'll save for another time, because we talk about it all the time. Mikaela, please give your website, please.
Yes, myheartfeltmeditations.com. And I have new projects coming out all the time.
Awesome. All right. Thank you, my dear. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
And we will talk to you next month. Good luck with the research on the Constitution of the United States of America, something that we need to all read. Thank you, my dear.
Oh, definitely.
Thank you, my dear. All right. Quickly here at 12:58, we are almost ready to start the Michelle's Patriotic Soapbox. I apologize for going long on all these segments. Did not get you all the information that you needed. We're going to have to take care of that on Monday, and I will get back on track with the time. But I wanted to play something real quick for you. We were talking about business. We're going to do business, and then we're going to jump into the soapbox. Business, then jump into the soapbox.
Let's get down to business.
All right, so the business tip for the day, because we're talking BLC, business, life, and community, on how you need to take action. You need to listen to episode 232. I want you to listen to the segment that was with Tony McClelland. I want you to listen to the segment with Tony McClelland. She was talking about how to identify your ideal client by creating their avatar. She gave great information. And since it is Rejuvenation July, and of course it's Patriotism Month, I want you to identify over the weekend your ideal client so you can go get them. Go get them. And then also want to share with you our Promos for a Purpose program. Everything done for you. This is the way you're going to get your brand. This is the way you're going to get involved with the community at the same time, pick up some new clients, become a purpose-driven business, partnering with nonprofits. You can partner with somebody like Jason Bressler. Oh, you can partner with Mary Ann Mendoza or the nonprofit of your choice. I'm telling you, this is the way to go. People are wanting the people they work with, the companies they work with, to give back to charities. This is a great way to do it. Great way to do it. Take a listen, and then we are going to start the soapbox.
Did you know 63% of consumers prefer to buy from purpose-driven brands and businesses that reflect their own values, beliefs, and support charitable causes? Promos for a Purpose provides business owners with ways to support worthy causes and promote their brands at the same time with its comprehensive done-for-you marketing and media program. Visit www.promosforapurpose.com for more information.
Promos for a
Promos for a Purpose helps you stand out from your competition and stay top of mind by promoting your purpose made easy. It's our Everything Done For You purpose-driven business partnership and marketing experience, which provides small business owners, entrepreneurs, service providers, and corporations with ways to support charitable causes and promote their brands at the same time. Promos for a Purpose gives your brand something to believe in and makes it easier than ever to join this new purpose-driven model and movement, which is transforming how businesses operate, market, and serve customers, clients, and the community. Just click the Promos for a Purpose tab on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, to get all the information. We'd love for you to become a part of our community as a purpose-driven business so we can help you grow and share why you are the best at what you do. It's time your story is heard. All right, now it's Michelle's Patriotic Soapbox.
This is Everything Home's special segment, messages that matter from people you need to know about, heroes, do-gooders, and purpose-driven patriots, offering tips, solutions, inspiration, and entertainment. They truly are good people doing good business and good things. Here's your host, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content. Enjoy the show.
Joining me and sitting shotgun are two special guests, but first up is Pastor Artur Pawlowski, the maskless Canadian faith and freedom fighter of Street Church Ministries. He's a well-known advocate for the poor and homeless who fought back during the COVID-19 shutdowns. He's been arrested and fined by the tyrannical country, and he just finished touring the U.S. to warn Americans how close we are to losing our country forever.
Well-known advocate for the poor and homeless.
Big round of applause for a great God-loving God. Oh, we just lost him. We just lost him, peeps. We just lost him. All right, so we will wait for him to call back in. Well, based on my experience, he might not have been lost. He might have just been cut off, which is what's been happening. You know, like I mentioned, I was on the Alan Key show the other day, and I started talking about the 13 bigs, and as soon as I started to talk about them, all of a sudden, their phone lines went down in their studio. And then they got them back on. They called back in, and lo and behold, they couldn't connect me to them because it was part of the plan. Yeah, censorship. It's coming at you in every direction. So for those of you who are not familiar with the 13 bigs, I'm going to tell you about them, right? So you've got the Marxist, regressive, communist, demon rats. The Republicans, the spineless ones, the rhinos, you know, the elected elites, the permanent political pundits, and all these false authorities. They've been lying to us for decades and colluding with one another. Here's those 13 bigs. And once you hear the list, you're going to say, yeah, that makes sense based on what's been going on the past 18 months. Totally makes sense. So you got your big media, AKA mainstream media. You got your big tech, your big government, your big business, your big labor, your big money, your big entertainment, big lobby, big pharma, big box, big religion. They're really, really bad. Led by the Vatican. Yepers. You got your big education, you know. It's universities and now regular schools. And you got your big nonprofit foundation. Of course, those NGOs, they're all on the same page, all against you. Yeah, that's we, the people. And they're being... You wonder how they all have the same messaging. How do they get that information so quickly? And how are they colluding with one another? The PR company, remember? PR all has to do with propaganda. you know, the science of propaganda. Remember episode 195 with Deborah Peters? She talked about the science of propaganda, the brainwashing. It's actually a model. It is a, it's a real thing. That's how PR came about, because it came from Sigmund Freud's nephew. Started in the 20s. And then when they realized they had the power to brainwash people, they implemented it in the companies. They implemented in other countries like Venezuela, and then they implemented it into the CIA. And then, of course, the brainwashing, you know, when the guys from Vietnam came back, they realized what they could do with those prisoners of war. And now you have propaganda. You know, that's where the, oh, let me tell you who the company is, the Edelman PR, Edelman. All their clients are in these categories, including the WHO and the CDC and a bunch of other lettered organizations within the government. So they get the information dispersed. That's why all the talking points, that's why they're all on the same page. You know, like the Democrat 4 a.m. talking points, this is bigger because this is Marxism. This is the government colluding with all of these entities, literally, to destroy this country. Yeah, it is happening. That's what's happening. So yeah, listen to episode 195. And when Deborah comes on, you'll get the science of propaganda. It'll all make sense to you. Why would you want to push a vaccine so hard unless you have alternative agendas, alternative things that you need done? So we're still waiting for the good pastor to call back in. Hopefully he can. I'm going to play you some of the sound bites that I was going to play previously, but I went long with the segment, so I'm going to do that now. So you might have heard Michael Avenatti got sentenced to 30 months in prison, 2.5 years. And he, the attorney that the left, the media, put on this huge pedestal, you know, another false authority, that he was amazing and that Trump was scared of him and he was going to be the next president of the United States. And the guy's just a slimy ambulance chaser lawyer who, you know, threatens, embezzles money, does all kinds of stuff like that. So, of course, that's what they do. They love to put these people on pedestals and create propaganda, which is totally opposite of what the person does or their personality. You know, they did that with Bergdahl. Remember Bergdahl in the Rose Garden? He was supposed to be such a hero, and they rescued him from the Middle East. I don't remember which country it was. And then it turns out the guy was a dirtbag. He was a traitor. He went AWOL. Yeah, they always pick him. It reminds me of that movie, Wag the Dog. Remember the movie, Wag the Dog? And it was the total manipulation. Kind of sounds like what's going on now. So they had to create a movie because the president at the time had a little run-in with one of the Sunshine Girls, you know, like a spinoff of the Girl Scouts. So he did a little shenanigans with the Sunshine Girl. So they had to distract because the presidential election was coming out. So they made a movie about a war. So people thought a war was going on. And then they needed a hero for the war, you know, the shoeless guy. And they picked Woody Harrelson. Woody Harrelson was like a total pedophile, child rapist, killer. And that's who they emulated as their hero. What the left does, man, they just pick the wrong candidate. You think they do a little research, just a little research to find out, you know, pull the file, see what this guy's all about before they make him superstar. It's kind of like Fraudchi. This guy's been doing it for 30 years or so. You know, he was part of the whole AIDS epidemic, which wasn't an epidemic if you listen to Dr. Judy Mikovits. And he's behind all kinds of stuff. So they put him on the front cover of magazines. He's on all these shows. They think he's the best thing since sliced bread. The guy's a crook. He's a criminal. He's a liar. He hasn't seen a patient in 30 years. You're going to listen to that? You're going to listen to that? And now he's getting angry. To get over it. Get over it. Go get the vaccine. You know, it's not even a vaccine. It's not even a vaccine, people. It is a deadly, deadly bioweapon. Like I said, you don't believe me, listen to episode 223 with Dr. Brian Artis, or perhaps episode 230 with Dr. Christiane Northrup. She tells you all about it. We get the truth out there because you need to hear the truth. You need to hear the truth about what is going on. So anyway, back to Michael Avenatti. They picked another winner. So I heard this montage a couple times, and I wanted to play it for you. So take a listen. It's only 2 minutes. You'll enjoy it, I promise.
Remember, they were sure that Avenatti was going to take President Trump down. Remember that? Remember that? Well, matter of fact, this is how bad, how wrong they were. Listen to the mainstream media as they you know, propped up Avenatti as a god. Joey, if you would.
He's Donald Trump's worst nightmare, Michael Avenatti.
Joining us once again is Michael Avenatti.
Let's bring in Michael Avenatti.
Michael Avenatti, Michael Avenatti.
Michael Avenatti, thank you very much.
He's out there saving the country.
John Meacham says he may be the savior of the republic.
You are something of a folk hero now.
I owe Michael Avenatti an apology. I've been saying enough already, Michael. I've seen you everywhere. What do you have left to say? I was wrong, brother. You have a lot to say.
I am just dying to hear what you think.
People all like you.
I'm the only person right here Donald Trump fears more than Robert Miller.
We think you guys are the tip of the spear that's going to take down Donald Trump.
Michael Avenatti's a beast.
Okay, that's true.
And
he's a beast.
He's a beast.
I hand it to her, and I hand it to Michael Avenatti.
But he has a bigger calling here. That being a lawyer is minimal compared to what he's doing.
No one has talked tougher directly to Donald Trump on TV than Michael Avenatti, and Donald Trump is afraid to mention his name.
That's fascinating. Donald Trump is terrified of Michael Avenatti.
He gives Trump a run for his money more than anybody else, Michael Avenatti.
An existential threat to the Trump presidency.
The Democrats could learn something for you. You are messing with Trump a lot more than they are.
He has no doubt created sheer panic in Donald Trump's very fragile mind.
Michael Avenatti is laying down the law as guest co-host. And is he really thinking about running for president?
One reason why I'm taking you seriously as a contender is because of your presence on cable news.
You look at the field of Democrats right now, and Avenatti's the one who stands out.
If they decide they value a fighter most,
yes,
people would be foolish to underestimate Michael Avenatti.
I have always said that they need a fighter.
Look, I mean, we're going to continue to use the media. I think we've used it with great success.
Yeah, unbelievable. Picking the wrong candidate again, but when they control the messaging, then that's what happens. And so don't believe it. Don't believe anything that comes out of the media or the mouths of all these quote-unquote experts who are on the payroll with Anthony Fauci to push this non-vaccine, because it will literally kill you. It might not kill you now, but it will kill you over time. Yeah, with some time between now and the next couple of years. And I'm not trying to scare people, just trying to give you the facts, because what it does is it literally eats your immune system. So then you can't fight anything. And as we mentioned earlier in the show, and we talk about it all the time, VAERS is reporting 7,000 deaths. They only report 1%. Unbelievable. All right. So I want to talk about a little take action that I didn't get to during my segment, you know, the BLC, the business, the life, the community, because it's no longer about taking political action, because everything has become political. Those 13 bigs made everything political because it affects every aspect of your life. And you know that because it's been going on for 18 months. So it's time for everybody to take action. It's BLC action. BLC action. Like I said, go to the Take Action tab. Check out the must follow and join groups to start with. Get involved with the group. So I wanted to play you. I wanted to play you some inspiration because, you know, at least in Arizona here, Governor Doogie signed the budget. And in the budget, it said, yeah, you cannot force vaccines or masks or CRT, critical race theory. And, you know, critical race theory is interesting because there's only one critical race. It's the human race. It's not a theory, it's a fact and a discussion. So he said you can't do that. But they're going to find ways to get around that. School's starting here in Arizona soon. So we're going to be going back to those school board meetings, and everybody needs to go to their school board meetings and get involved and squash that CRT, because they're going to backdoor it through SEL. SEL is the way that they're going to get around pushing it. So take a listen. Here's some inspiration for those of you who think that they can't go to a school board meeting and they can't talk. This girl's 9 years old. She can do it. You can do it. You can do it. You must do it. Even if you don't have kids, you're paying taxes. And as we learned from our state representative, Joseph Chaplick, last month, when was he on? Oh, no, it was this month. episode. Let me give you the episode because you need to listen to this one. Episode number 231. And he said that the schools in Arizona this year alone are getting $12 billion. That's actually equal to the budget because they're getting $6 billion of the budget in Arizona, which is half the budget they get every year. Then they're getting a bonus from the federal government, yours and my tax dollars, which is another $6 billion for this year. So they're getting $12 billion, and we have one of those worst school systems. And they get not only $6 billion of the budget, they're also getting your and mine property taxes, a very large percentage of that. And yeah, it's out of control. They need to be accountable for all that money because it's not going back to the kids. It's not going back to the teachers. Teachers saying we don't get enough money. Well, yeah, you do. Your administration is taking it all. So you don't need to gripe and fight with our state government or us, we the people. Problem is the admin. That's a lot of money, guys, to have such a poor school system. And you're asking parents to pay for activities, pay for pens, pay for pencils and books and all that kind of stuff. And then you're eliminating programs that they need, like extracurricular type of things, you know, like something that might get them into a trade skill with a or trade school with a skill. So they don't have to spend all this, waste all this money on college tuition to not have a job when you come out and then to get brainwashed by the big education with all their propaganda junk. Yeah, trade school. You have skill. You can fix stuff. You can make stuff. That's where it's at. That's what you need to do. They don't tell you that in school. They want you to keep you in the system. So listen to this 9-year-old girl. Maybe that'll get you some incentive to go take some action. School boards, definitely.
The other day I was walking down the hallway at Lakeview Elementary School to give a teacher a retiring gift. I looked up onto the wall and saw a BLM poster and an Amanda Gorman poster. In case you don't know who that chick is, she's some girl who did a poem at Biden's so-called inauguration. I was so mad. I was told 2 weeks ago at this very meeting spot, no politics in school. I believed what you said at this meeting. So at lunch I went up to my principal to tell him about the BLM poster and that I wanted it down. He said it's not coming down. I was like, yeah, it is, because the school board said on May 25th, no BLM or politics in school. He said, that's weird. They were the ones who made them. I was stunned. When I was here 2 weeks ago, you told us to report any BLM in our schools. Apparently, you know they're in our schools because you made the signs. I said there should be no BLM in schools, period. It does not matter the color you make the posters and the font you use. We all understand the meaning. It is a political message about getting rid of police officers, rioting, burning buildings down while King Governor Waltz just sits on his throne and watches. We all know. Changing the font or the color of posters does not change the meaning. I am 9 years old and I know that. You expect me to believe that you did not know what you were doing by making these posters? Come on, people.
Yeah, come on, people. Come on, people. So the other thing that is infiltrating these schools and infiltrating the military is all of this transgender junk, right? They're only 1% of the population, but they want everyone to have the transgender message, right? Because they want to neutralize the, you know, the nuclear family, you know, the mom and dad structure. And then they want to weaken the males so that they are maybe not able to fight as well and strong in the military. So, yeah, take a listen to Colonel Douglas McGregor when he's talking about the military.
There was a recruiting ad that came out that showed this lovely young lady who talked about the fact that she was raised by two women, had two moms, and, you know, that she joined the Army to test her limits and all this sort of business. And she feels like she's been fighting for freedom and people's rights all of her life because she, as a little girl, went to civil rights marches or something. That's all very lovely. It's all completely irrelevant on a battlefield. And what we used to talk about was, look, you want to be in the Army, you want to join combat forces, be prepared to toughen up, be prepared to endure hardship, be prepared for discipline that compels action, be prepared to sacrifice yourself if necessary to destroy the enemies of the American people. That's what we used to talk about. What has happened? What are we talking about now? I don't care if she had two moms. That's nonsense.
Yeah.
The only thing that interests us is, are we building real fighting power? Yeah. I don't think we are.
Colonel Douglas McGregor, speaking the truth.
And he was on Joe Piscopo yesterday and gave a great summary, which I didn't have time to cut and paste for you guys, a great summary of why the military is implementing all of this into all of their troops and cadets, because it's about money. So it's all about money. All of these guys that are in charge of all of the military, they just want cushy retirements. They want to sit on boards. They want to be participating in all these different, what do they call them? Think tanks and things like that. So they'll do whatever is told by the people above them, which is the Nazi Biden regime, to make it work. You know, that's why things are starting to blow up, because they want to go back to war, because it's all about the money. They need their defense contractors to make some more money so they can get their pay off and they can get on the boards when they're done and have that nice cushy revenue coming in when they retire. He said it's all about money. They don't care. They don't care about America. They don't care about moral values. They don't care about the troops. They don't care about them. They just care about making their lives cushy and lucrative when they want to retire. So they just follow the instructions regardless of how wrong they are. And that's coming from some guy on the inside who's been in it for years. I think you need to believe him. See, that's the thing. We need to stop asking why. We need to stop asking why, because we already know why. They have an agenda. They have an agenda to destroy this country. And how do you destroy a country? You conquer from within. So you make it weak. You bring in all of these illegal aliens from a socially inept, poor country, right? And then you flood them here. And it depletes the resources, gets the people angry, because they want us to fight back. But they want us to fight back in the streets with the guns, because then they can go and get your guns. They need an excuse. That's what these false flags that everybody talks about are. That's why they did January 6th, because they need to show an example on the TV. They need visuals. So that is what they need to do, because that's what it's part of their agenda. To destroy this country, so that the people that are these big corporations. The other day, I was watching, I don't know what I saw. Yeah, it was a soundbite, usually a soundbite from the shows that I listen to. If you want to see some of the shows that I listen to, if you go to the Take Action tab, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, and click the must listen to TV shows. Well, internet TV shows, you know, the ones that actually are good. Podcasts, live streams, and talk radio shows. And I just scroll through that page. That's where you're going to get some truth. And of course, all of our partners that have shows, we put their information there too. So then they were saying that it was the partner of Warren Buffett. And I kind of think he slipped. You know, they've gotten so brazen that the things that come out of their mouths, they just tell the truth now, because they don't care. They literally don't give a crap, because they know they're in charge. They know their guy is in a placeholder spot. Maybe Biden, he's not in charge. He's just a placeholder. But their team is in charge. So he was saying how he likes the model over in China that the CCP has, where the corporations are working with the government and they don't care about the people. They want to eliminate small businesses, which they did during the political propaganda pandemic, right? So you've got, let's just reflect for a second here. So you had all your big box open, and any small business that had the same products and services, they had to get shut down. But everybody's on top of each other at the big box stores. So that didn't make sense for quote-unquote health reasons, for something so deadly that it would live on your shoe for 6 months. You had to desanitize everything, wipe down those boxes from Amazon, because you're going to get the COVID. And you're going to get it, and you're going to have it, and you're not going to know it. So this thing is so deadly that you've got it, but you don't know it, and you don't have any symptoms. Come on, people. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And you have to get a test to tell you that you got it, but you don't have symptoms. But you're going to give it to somebody, so you better put a mask on. And that none of that's true. None of that's true. Oh, and don't forget what Dr. Zelenko and also Dr. Simone Goldson, They said the size of the holes in the masks are much larger than the particle of the COVID, which is just the form of the flu. So it goes right through. So your mask doesn't do anything. It actually hurts you, hurts your health. You're breathing your own dirty air. It's like eating poop out of a diaper. And it depletes your oxygen. It makes your immune system worse. So you actually might get COVID because your immune system is not so good. Oh, it's like a bad circle. It's like a bad movie, right? It's a bad movie. The whole thing literally was a script. A script. Even Hollywood probably wouldn't have wanted it. And they said, get out of here. No one's going to believe this. And they said, well, we can't get the funding and nobody wants to make the movie. So we'll just do it for real. And of course, that's all true. They did. They did a dry run in 2019, Project 21, where they did a dry run and they taught all of the people that are the players in the game that are part of these 13 bigs. They taught them all the information they need to know about brainwashing and propaganda. They actually taught them how to do that. And don't forget, they needed, I know I'm kind of just bouncing around here, but I'll wrap it up. They also needed one of the governors. They needed a gullible governor. They needed a governor in order to be the first one to shut things down. People said it's California. No, it wasn't. It was Ohio. It was Ohio because they needed a governor to play both sides, to play well on TV. They needed somebody who can go on Fox, and they needed somebody to go on MSN. So they picked the little emperor, as Dr. Popper calls him, the little emperor of Ohio. So he would do it. Remember, all of the elected elites, there's only a couple that are actually the good people, you know, like Marjorie Taylor Greene, the notorious MTG, that was episode 213. I encourage you to listen to that. But they needed all the elected elites. They're part of it. They're either corrupt, they're compromised, or they're part of the problem. So the little emperor, as Dr. Popper called him, don't forget, she is episode 214. That is an incredible episode. To the founder of Make Americans Free Again. Definitely, you need to listen to that one. And she said he was the first one. And, of course, she wrote that book, COVID, where it came from. Oh, well, what's going on now and what's going to happen in the future? She released that in August. And, you know, it takes a little bit of time and research to make a book. So she was on this from the very beginning, almost before it started. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you don't believe me that it's a plan, literally, Project 21, they always tell you what they're going to do before they do it. We just choose not to acknowledge it. They've been working on this since 2010, which was the paper that Klaus Schwab wrote about COVID and the Great Reset. Actually said COVID. Yeah, they're just following the script, and some of us are stupidly following along. And all the things they did, again, is against the law. So two other things. I got 1:27, so I got 3 minutes before my next guest comes on. So I wanted to play you this, because, you know, this racism thing. Oh my God, I'm so tired of hearing it. And the critical race theory is actually teaching racism to children. So you need to go to your school boards and get that out. And there are groups that are taking up that stance that you can be a part of, that they will tell you and how to participate. So again, go to the Take Action tab, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, must follow and join groups. Easy AZ is one of them. Make Americans Free Again is another one. The other one, Arizona Women of Action. A lot of these groups are stepping up to the plate because the school year is starting for everybody and it needs to be resolved. So here is just some factual information from Victor David Hansen about racism and systemic racism. There is none. Remember, it is a part of the propaganda, because they want to manipulate your emotions and your perceptions. So they're playing the race card. They want to invoke racial animosity, and they want a race war. That's what they're doing. So listen to this, and then...
We have metrics to adjudicate racism. A minority that makes up a little more than 12% does not elect a president of the United States who's black. A racist society would not allow that. They would not allow Kamala Harris to be vice president. You wouldn't have a race in North Carolina where both the Republican and the Democratic candidate are black. They would have disproportionate, when you have interracial crime that is fairly rare, it would be disproportionately white versus black. That's not true. It's vice versa. If you had anti-Asian hate crimes, it would be white people doing that, not black people in a racist society.
Yeah, so digest that. I've got Pastor Arturo Pulaski in the queue, but I've got the 1:30 coming up with Stephen Stern. So let's just say hello to him and see what we can work out here. Pastor Pulaski, is that you?
Yes, how are you?
I am good. I am good. I have another guest that's coming in here now. So is there a way that we can reschedule you? Because I want your message out there, and we need to promote it properly. So,
yes.
Is that possible?
Let's
is that possible?
Sunday or Monday?
How about Monday? Since I got you, let's coordinate it live here on the air so the audience can hear it. So, how about Monday? Do you want to do 1:30 Pacific time? Does that work for you?
Yes, that would be fine. I'm so sorry, but I am coming from one show to another, and it has been a little bit overwhelming because the scheduled shows were supposed to be for, 30 minutes, and they are being dragged for 40 an hour. But Monday, I will not put anything between or around, so we will have this opportunity to chat.
That would be amazing. Well, you're a very wanted man, and as far as being famous, I'm glad that they are picking you to be famous as opposed to all these other false authorities that are just lying and spreading the propaganda. So is there anything you want to say to the audience really quick? And, of course, you'll be back on Monday at 1:30 p.m.
Well, I came here from Canada. I escaped from Poland, and I came to Canada for a simple reason. For freedom. That freedom is being taken away from us. So I came to United States asking you to rise up, to stand up, to start roaring against those hyenas, because what I have seen is that those people are not stopping. They need to be stopped, and we cannot do it alone. I cannot do it alone. We need to unite together and push this great evil that has flooded our nations, free nations, together. So that's my message to United States. We can do it. The history is teaching us that we can do it. We just have to do it together.
And that's what it is we all need to get together. We all need to take action in order to literally save our country. So thank you so much, Pastor Artur, for all the incredible work and the messaging you're doing and the time that you're set and everything you're sacrificing in your personal life, in your family life, and even in your church to help save this country and save Canada too. So we will talk to you Monday at 1:30 Pacific time, and I look forward to it. You have a fabulous weekend.
Awesome. Thank you very much. God bless you.
God bless you. You're doing God's work to the 10th and millionth degree. Thank you. Thank you so much. And we'll talk to you Monday.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Oh, he's a busy man. Busy man, but he's coming back at 1:30 Pacific time on Monday. How awesome is that? How awesome is that, everybody? And we're gonna have an incredible discussion. And by then, you've actually spent the weekend checking out all of the Take Action resources at the website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, Take Action tab. And you're going to pick the groups that you want to be a part of so you can then be ready to take action on what Pastor Artur Pulaski is going to tell you on Monday. All right, let's bring on our next guest. My next guest is Stephen Stern. He's a founder of the Flagshirt Apparel Company, a veteran and third-generation family-owned business dedicated to all patriotic gear and accessories, everything you need to show your love of the USA. It's patriotism month, so I think everybody needs to go buy some gear. He's also joined forces with one of our partners, Dan Schultz, of the Precinct Project to recruit more precinct committeemen nationwide and take back our party, get rid of the rhinos, and put America first. Audience, a big round of applause for a Take Action passionate patriot. Stephen Stern, how are you today?
I'm doing terrific. I'm speaking to you. Thank you for having me on the show. And I want to just thank Dan Schultz because he's the head guy for the www.precinctstrategy.com. And he and I together have gotten probably close to 60,000 new members of the executive committees around the country, which is outstanding because we need action, action, action.
Amazing. Congratulations to both of you. I promoted here on the show, and I found out about the whole precinct committee man, something that I had no idea because I was watching the War Room, which is where I found you, and that's where I found Dan. Dan's been on the show a couple of times. I've got his information all over our website so people can easily go to his website to go learn and to get involved because that is literally the only way that we can take back this party and get rid of these rhinos. Because they are just, oh, my God, I just can't even listen to them when they open their mouths and lie on TV to say that they're so, you know, supporting we the people. Like Kevin McCarthy, I literally had to fast forward through him yesterday because I can't stand the sound of his voice anymore because it's all lies.
Well, we here in Broward County, you know, we were lucky to get a chairman, Tom Powers, who really helped get about 300 new members to the organization, as well as Joe Duva and Nancy Cook, who's the secretary of the executive committee and also the Western Republican Club. I'm also involved with the Trump Advisory Committee, which is a guy named George Lombardi, who's a close friend of Trump. And what we're doing is we're getting people all around the country to communicate because George was in charge of Facebook, where we had 12 million followers, and Facebook knocked out 11 million of them. So he and Bob Sutton have got about 50 people together, and when Trump gets back to Mar-a-Lago, we have advisory committee meetings every other week, and we try to advise the president what to do. Now, we're really asking, and anybody who knows him has asked him to come out, and one thing he has to do is get up at one of these rallies and ask people to volunteer. We need volunteers, not only in the executive committee, but Republican clubs. People, you know, ask how they can get involved. Well, just look up online your Republican Executive Committee, your Republican Club. We need action, action, action to get the rhinos out of even the Republican clubs in order to be able to move Trump ahead. And that's some of the things he's doing. We've been working very hard on this thing, and a lot of the people in Broward have doing that. A guy named Chris Marino, he himself got 50 new members of the Executive Committee. Tom Bourne up in Palm Beach has really done a terrific job. And we have a number of, you know, to have any kind of committee to work well, you got to have great secretaries. And we have two of them, Samantha Hock and Lauren Cooley, who have done a tremendous job bringing us ahead. And we now have people coming out of the woodwork. They're getting off their butts and they're starting to work because over the last 6-7 years when I've been doing this almost 6-7 hours a day, we had a lot of people complain. And complaining is terrific. However, if you don't do anything, then what good is it? So these people who complain and you know, bitch and this, now they got to start to get up and do the work. And if they do the work, they're going to get Republicans elected, which is part of what the executive committees do, and try to get the rhinos out. So we're all up doing it, and we're happy to do it.
So you said you're doing this six, maybe 7 hours a day. Can you tell everybody how old you are, Steve, if you don't mind?
Well, yep, I'm 80 years old. I've been working since I'm 12 years old. Our business is 67 years old. I started my dad when I was 12. We did banded bottom shirts, flag shirts, all this type of stuff. And it got bigger and bigger and bigger. And now, you know, being everybody's patriotic, what I do is I try to call as many customers as I can. And we know that 92% of our customers that buy from us are Republicans or independents. And we ask them, you know, to watch Bannon, to listen to your program, you know, to get people to join in and do work. And all of a sudden they say, well, wait a minute, what can I do to help? And we just point them in the right direction. John Fredericks, who has a radio show in Virginia, a radio show in Atlanta, is on the radio 4 hours a day and also on TV, is really helping us get people involved. And, you know, the more people we can get involved, the better it's going to be.
And the reason why I asked you to disclose your age is because I want people to have no more excuses for why they're not active. Because if you can do it at 80 and still run a very successful company, I think everybody else can go ahead and, like you said, get off their rear ends and get involved with these different groups, these organizations to literally take action because it's going to take all of us. You know, we're against the biggest Goliath of all times on the other side, which is also in cooperation, as I mentioned, the 13 bigs, and they are also funded by trillions of dollars. It's the Biden nuclear bomb coming at us at a warp speed. We don't have a ton of time, and we can't just say, oh, we'll just wait till 2022. No, no, no. We've got to do it now, right, Steve? It's time for action now.
Action, action, action. Well, you know, most of the volunteers that we find are a lot of retired people, so they're in the age of 60 to 80. And just to give an example, one terrific person, her name is Tori Kramer. She has started the Trumpettes in 2015 to get Trump elected. It's all over the world now. And she has a fundraiser type thing in Mar-a-Lago in February. It's going to be Super Bowl this weekend this year. They get 700-800 people in Trump talks. During that, she brings a lot of celebrities in, and she's in her 70s, late 70s, and four of the women that work with her are in their 70s, and they just work every day. And that's what our people do. You know, with the people at work, a lot of people, you know, when I call a lot of people, they're listening to Fox or they're listening to one of the stations, and, you know, they continuously listen to the stuff that's on television rather than getting involved, calling your neighbors, getting your neighbors involved. I mean, you guys done it in Arizona. Dan has done a wonderful job. We have about 68% of the precinct committees filled, and his goal is to get 100% filled, and that's what my goal is to do in Broward County. So there are X amount of precincts in each of the states and each of the counties where they're able to sign up people. There's 400,000 spots. There were, when Dan started this thing, there was 140,000 people. Now there's 200,000 people. So each person, we have about 100,000 conservatives. If 100,000 of those conservatives get one person, how hard is it to get one person? Call your neighbor, call your friend, call a Republican, get them involved. And now we have 400,000 people. So that's the way we got to do it.
I'm in Arizona Legislative District 23. And this year, they've had the most people sign up in the history. Like there's 200 spots open, so we're getting close to filling that up. But yeah, it was so funny because the leaders of the group were just going, "Where's all this coming from?" I'm like, "Oh, I guess you guys don't watch the War Room," but that stirred the pot when Dan Schultz went on there. And then, of course, when you're making your appearances, you're constantly telling everyone to get on board, too. And I'm sure you're encouraging them to do it once you give them that thank you call after they buy some of your amazing patriotic gear that is now part of our marketplace. So how exciting is that? We are now partners with you. So
that's fantastic. Well, yeah. You know, Dan and I talk every week, number of times, how are we going to spread this even better? So we're trying to get on every radio show, TV station, whatever we can do, because – we have to do the work until the president, Donald Trump, gets out there and says at one of his rallies, everybody get, you know, I mean, it's great to have a rally, but what do those people do? You know, they're at the rally to have a lot of fun, but are they working? Last week we had 45,000 people in Sarasota. If all of those 45,000 people worked, it would be a heck of a lot better than, you know, rah, rah, rah with the, you know, with all these Trump things that he has. We would have more people working. And the whole idea right now is to get a lot of local people elected. I just got called for somebody running for Congress here against Debbie Wasserman Schultz. We want to knock Debbie out. She's been there long enough. I'm supporting a guy in Rhode Island, Mr. Lancia. He's running for Congress against a Democratic guy. We need to get all the support we can for all the people that are running to take back the House, the Senate, and eventually the presidency.
Yeah, and that's Darlene Swaffer. She's coming on Monday at 1 p.m. So we're going to be helping out Florida to bring in some America First awesome candidates. So I'm excited to talk to her, and thank you for that introduction. I appreciate it.
Yeah, she's part of Deerfield Beach, where Chris Marino, we had one person as a precinct committee person, and Chris and myself have now got close to 12. Our goal is to fill everybody up, and we're working round the clock to do that. So A1 is the precinct in Deerfield, and then we work all the way through. We go to B, we go to C, and rather than trying to get everybody all over the place, we work one precinct at a time. That's not saying we're not trying to get people all over, but we have people calling us on a weekly basis, how do I get involved? So that's the greatest thing. There is many, many people, you know, who call into the Broward Executive Committee, and we answer all the calls, and we make sure everybody is, you know, satisfied with an answer. Because they do want to work, and not everybody can work full-time. So I say, give me an hour a week. Give me 2 hours a week. Give me 30 minutes. Once you get them hooked for 30 minutes or an hour, all of a sudden they say, hey, I just met a guy. I didn't even know he was around. And they meet other people. It's a great social type thing to have, as well as a work ethic. And, you know, you meet all the neighborhood people, because what a precinct person does is they're all basically in charge of their precinct. So they can do many, many things. I mean, some of the things that they do are they get Republicans elected, they attend monthly meetings, they become active year-round, they recruit other Republicans. We use all the tools that we can. We have coffee things, we have, you know, parties. We have a MAGA group of 500 people in Broward, where once a month they have a big MAGA group. It's spread down to Miami, and it's heading up to Palm Beach. So everybody is working their committee and identifying leaders, organizing door-to-door walks, distribute literature, be aware of current events, you know. So those are some of the things that they do. So there's plenty, plenty to do, and it's a lot of fun.
And for anybody who's listening and says, you know, it's going to take time away from my business, just the opposite. You're going to be around like-minded people who are do-gooders, but they're take-action people. And, you know, you always want to give something – if something needs to get done, you want to give it to a busy person. So you're going to make relationships with people who are going to end up, you're going to do some business deals too. So it's not going to take away your business. It's actually, it's a way, like I said, to be around like-minded people, to network and meet some new friends too. So it is an enhancement for anybody that's out there listening. And I had that personal experience, because when I went to the precinct committee man meeting the first time, I met all these new friends who are on the same page. How awesome is that? Because you can talk about things that matter. You can talk about how awesome this country is and what we need to do to save it. And then each time I'm at a meeting, I meet new people, and then those people introduce me to other people. And it is just, it's kind of like the way it's supposed to be. It's just that we've veered off that path, and everybody just kind of kept to themselves and did, you know, we didn't participate, and that's why we're in the mess we're in. So we need one of you, Steve, in every state, because
they're there. You know, we have a guy, just to give an example, we have a guy in Palm Beach that's so fantastic. His name is Willie Guardiola, and he has at least once a week or once every week Trump Corner, PGA and Military Boulevard, where they do sign waving. They've had as many as 1,500 to 1,800 people there on a Friday. And every time Trump comes back home, he has a big parade for them down Southern Boulevard, and he organizes his things. He was lucky enough to see the president here back in March, and got pictures and everything. Trump sent him hats, T-shirts, everything, because of all the terrific work. This guy works 7 days a week, night and day. He's got 14,000 people on his list. He sends emails out all the time, keeps everybody abreast. So one of the key things is here, communication. I'm glad to give my email, my phone number. If anybody needs any information, call me anytime. Call Dan. We're open 24/7. We answer every email. When I was on the Steve Bannon show, just to talk about going back, how business can help you, we got 2,000 people come to our website. It was the biggest day we had in the history of the company. Of course, Steve promoted the shirt a little bit. It was July 4th. He loves us because, you know, we work hard, and, you know, we tied a business into the into everything they were doing. And if anybody wants to get a hold of me, my number is 954-318-6902. If you don't get me, it's my office number. Leave a message. If you want to email me, it's ssstern1054@aol.com. I'll direct you in every state, or I'll give you over to Dan. We know what's going on in every state. He knows more than I do, naturally, because he's the guy that started. He's a West Point graduate. Fantastic guy, working round the clock. I mean, every time he hears something, he emails me. And, you know, communication is one of the most important things. We've lost – everybody thinks by sending out an email that people are going to read it. They get so many emails, it's impossible. Pick up the phone, call them, let them know what's going on. Just to give you one example, in New Jersey, Trump for Women, she didn't even know about the executive committee up there. I got her involved in that. She's now getting – they have – 5,000 Trump for Women in New Jersey. They're all trying to get involved. The same thing in Texas, Pennsylvania, we're working hard on, Wisconsin, every state, even California. There's three new executive committees being opened in California that never was there. People are excited. They're happy to get involved, and, you know, we want to keep them going. And in certain areas in Florida, we do have some rhino areas, such as Fort Myers. So the guys in Fort Myers open up the Florida Conservative group, which is Michael Thompson. He's done a fantastic job. He's had General Flynn down there. And, you know, we've had other people do that until we can get enough people into the executive committee. They're still working round the clock. We have a problem in Orlando. We have a problem in Miami. Miami kind of like blocks some of the people that are coming in. So we're getting MAGA groups to come down at the meetings, 50, 60, 100, storm the meetings, let the people know that they can't do this. You know what I mean? They can't control what's going on. We got to knock the rhinos out, get the people involved. You know, you can hear I'm very passionate about this because we've got so many people involved and so many people that are happy at doing this, and it's changed their lives. You know, instead of listening on TV, they now go out and work because what they're hearing on TV, if you watch TV, it's the same baloney every day. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, it's horrible. It's like you just it's on a reel. It just keeps going around and around. And there's no solutions. They don't give solutions, and they don't encourage you to take action because they really either could care less or they don't want you to. You know, they like status quo.
Exactly. So we're happy to help any way we can. You know, we, again, you know, whatever you need, we're glad to help. I mean, it's just a question of everybody getting involved. Can you imagine if Trump, they said 72 million votes, he really probably got 80 million. 80 million people out there voted for Trump. If everybody gives an hour, how many hours is that?
80 million hours.
80 million hours. So, you know, it's great to give money, but it's much more important for you to knock on somebody's door, show them that what you mean, get a Democrat turned to Republican, make sure an independent votes Republican. It can happen. You know, I know I'm helping Darlene also. You said she's being on a show on Monday. She's a terrific girl. You know, she's in the Deerfield area. She's calling people in Deerfield. Her opponent is a very difficult opponent if she wins the primary, but we're going to help her as much as we can to get her elected.
Yeah, she's her list of accomplishments and what she's involved in is pretty amazing and impressive. She's definitely a go-getter, and we've got to get her in office. So that's why we're having her on the show. But you know, for anyone who's thinking, oh, this is political, I don't really want to get political. Remember, political using that went out the window when this political propaganda pandemic happened, because we realized that everything is affected by the people that are running the ship. In all levels, whether it is the federal government or the state or even the local, like we talk about school boards and even the city councils. So it's your life, people. It's your life. It has nothing to do with politics anymore because they're controlling every aspect of your personal life, your kids, your money, your school, your business. So that's why I'm calling it Take Action Items BLC, because it's not political anymore. It's business, life, and community. And make it quick if you want to. You go to takeactionitems.com, takeactionitems.com, and, of course, always the Take Action tab on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. I'm going to put a special graphic on there just for you and what you're trying to do, Steve, with Dan, because I want people to be able to reach out to you. Might be easier for them to contact you than it is for Dan because he's very busy too. I mean, you're both busy, but
sure,
I want people to get involved.
I work 7 days a week. You can call me anytime you want. You know, right now our big goal is to get young people involved. That's one of the things we need to get on the shows is young people who want to be involved because, I'm 80. How many years you got left? You know, all the people that are 60, 70, they move up, and the young people are taking over. You know, unfortunately, many of them who go into these liberal schools are being indoctrinated with junk, and they're not, you know, until we can turn them and they see what's going on, they get into life and they understand that, you know, we can't have 2 million people coming through the border every year, you know, and unfortunately Arizona is getting tons of people in, illegal aliens in, and, you know, taking away jobs from us and, you know, really hurting the communities. It's impossible to live like that. So you're going to see a lot of young people starting to realize that, hey, what they're getting taught in school is crazy because it just can't happen. So we got to get these young people involved. So anybody who's young, we need you to give us an hour a week. You know, just start now and learn experience, get to know your older people, what they've done and what they've been through. They can teach you, and I think that's going to be a terrific thing for the future.
Yeah, that is spot on. We need more young people involved because at my precinct committee meeting, it's primarily older people, but we need the young people because their lives are drastically affected by the decisions that are made by the people that are the elected elite right now, and it's not positive for any of them. I mean, you know, everything that is supposed to be the American dream is literally out of their reach at this point, and that, of course, is by design. So all that needs to change, and that's only going to change. Well, first we need paper ballots, but that's another story. But then we need to be ready for when we do have a free and honest election and a fair election to have the people involved, which is the precinct committee man strategy, because it works from the bottom up and get rid of the junk, those rhinos. So anything else you want to share about precinct committee man on the night? I just want you to plug
the only thing
the,
is about Georgia.
Company.
You know, we were talking about Georgia. I mean, they have pretty much taken over the executive committees. All the MAGA people have come in there. I just think that everybody's heard a lot about this thing, and we just need to, you know, if you are an executive committee person, just think of another person, get them involved. I mean, I was somewhere yesterday, and I met somebody, and I said, "Hey, you involved?" He said, "No. How do you get involved?" All you got to do is talk to them. You know, if you know they're Republican or independent, or they want to, you know, change the country, just get involved. It doesn't take a lot. So that's about it. I think we've covered almost everything. I appreciate you having me on the show. Glad to help anybody that wants help, and you know, appreciate supporting theflagshirt.com. You know, we just to give you one example of what happened about, you know, as I said, I called a lot of people all the time, and we got an order from somebody in South Dakota that is going to be running. Her name is Sharon McCoy. She's running Raising Old Glory. They're getting money to support the flag, which I think is one of the most important things. We know that the Democrats don't like our country. The Republicans love the flag, love all the patriotic stuff. And she bought a ton of shirts, and they're going to sell them at this big event they're having in South Dakota. So this is the way business helps. You know, if you're a committee person, I know many, many people that have gotten many, many orders from different people in the committees because they would rather give it to a fellow Republican, you know what I mean, just to help them in business, and I think it works very well. So thank you again for having me, and, great program. You're doing a wonderful job in getting people involved and patriotism going forward. I just leave you with the last words, action, 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 and action.
I love it. I love taking action, and we love encouraging people to take action. So thank you, Stephen Stern, Flag Shirt Company, or theflagshirt.com. And then you're doing amazing work, so thank you so much for everything you're doing and all the time you spent to literally save this country. And you and Dan are great partners. So thank you, Stephen, and go enjoy your vacation. Well deserved, my friend, and we'll talk to you when
you
get back.
It.
Thank you so much.
Right, you're welcome.
Another good man, everybody. Another good man, a passionate patriot. He is walking the walk. He's not just talking the talk. He is walking the walk. He is doing the take action items. Take action items, BLC, business, life, and community, which is all about not politics anymore. Nothing to do with politics. Remember, left and right went out the window. Politics, nah. It's everything in your life is being controlled by the elected elite. So we need to change that. And as I did mention, since we're in Arizona, audit, we're talking machines. Yeah, they all need to go. It needs to be back to paper ballots, and it's actually logistically possible. It is logistically possible, and there are several plans that have been drafted from people's names that you know that actually can't make it work. And then guess what's going to happen? You're going to see pushback from the county right here in Maricopa, Corruption County. You're going to see pushback from the county board of supervisors, the ones who haven't provided the passwords or the routers, and who fought the subpoena all along. So they're going to do pushback. You're going to get pushback from the ridiculous nightmare of a Secretary of State, Katie Hobbit, right? And you're going to get pushback probably from Gov Doug Ducey. So guess what's going to have to happen? We the people need to then step up to the plate and mobilize, take the action. So we need to get prepared now. not only are there things that we need to get involved with, things that we already need to stand up and protest and fight against, not physical fire. I shouldn't even have to disclose it. It's not like we go around burning down buildings and looting. We don't do that. That's those other people who don't get put in jail, put in prison. But we get arrested for going to a school board meeting. Yep. So we're going to need to have our ducks in a row. So we need to mobilize the peeps now. So go to takeactionitems.com. It's there. You can also go to our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Click the Take Action tab. There is an enormous list of information, resources, page after page of resources and groups to join, people to follow, content. Content is king. That's why I say I'm the queen of quality content. It's all there. So people might need to pass that along to your friends. Just tell them to go to the Take Action tab on our website. And if they go to, again, the must follow join page, you'll see a whole bunch of groups. And that is where you're going to get started. Again, it's not going to take away from your business. It's going to enhance your business. And it's also going to take care of getting things done, because that's what needs to happen. Remember, I'll tell you a quick story. It's 2:00. We're going to wrap this up today. It's Friday. I got lots to take care of today. Got to go contact some of these groups. Got to get everybody scheduled again, because you need to hear them and we need to get updates from all of them. But I'm going to tell you a real quick story. So Patty Porter, remember she was doing the notices. She was asking everybody to sign the notices and send them in, which we're actually going to go ahead and hand deliver to Doug Adushi on Tuesday. So those were notices to let the, governor and the elected elites to know that the state has the right and the responsibility, and it is their duty to protect the state, protect the border from invasion, amongst other things. So they can override all of this ridiculous intentions and agendas of the federal government and lock down the border immediately. They can do that. So that's what because it says it in the Constitution of the United States of America. So she delivering those notices. Anyway, so she went to a school board meeting about a month ago, and they almost got arrested because they didn't put a mask on. Yeah, the mask that, literally does not work. Okay. So it's scientifically proven does not work, does everything bad for you. Remember, you're eating, like, it's like eating poop from a diaper. Eating your own poop in a diaper is like wearing a mask. It's the same thing. So one of the posse that was down there said, okay, fine, I'll take one for the team. I'll put the mask on so we can at least get the information to them. So a brave patriot did that, walked into the meeting as everybody else was asked to leave because they didn't wear the mask, or they were threatened to be arrested. Yeah. Meanwhile, this is an angry mob of moms that are about 5'8 and below. Most of them in their 50s and 60s, real angry mob. Mm-hmm. It's like an Antifa spinoff. So what these ladies are. Yeah. And they were threatened to get arrested. Anyway, so they delivered the other notices that says we don't want our kids wearing masks. And it wasn't a ton. It was, the number was very, very low. It was under 100. I think it was even much lower than that. So they delivered the notices to the school board. And a couple of days later, they got a phone call and says, okay, we will make the masks optional. A perfect example of when we the people stand up against these tyrannical elected elites who literally hate everything that this country stands for and was founded on. They backed down and they reversed whatever their stupid illegal mandate was, because it is illegal to mandate masks, vaccines, and PCR tests. That is fact, right? That is fact. We talk about it all the time. So And it didn't take much. It didn't take much because they cowered because they knew that they were doing something illegal. So all you have to do is push back and boom, it changes. That's what Lee Dundas did. Remember the viral video that put her on the map when she was in Orange County? She just went off on the school board because they were talking about masks, or maybe it was, I don't know if it was school board or city council. And she pushed back, and then all of a sudden, poof, magically, none. It was gone. And then she was telling a story about Chapman. I believe it was Chapman University, where they said, oh, you've got to wear masks. You got to get vaccinated. And somebody called her from there, and they said, hey, this can't be right. This is illegal. She said, hell yeah. So she sent them a letter. Said, hell no, it's not going to happen. Literally. Then they dropped it. See, it doesn't take much. Because they know they're in the wrong, but they also knew that they were able to get away with literally murder because we laid down and allowed them to do it. They said, hey, just 2 weeks to slow the spread, and we're going to close this whole country down. You know, close your business, close your church. We're going to close everything down, close the schools, and then we're going to open it up in 2 weeks. Literally, that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Well, second dumbest thing. Or did I already say that it was the dumbest thing? It's in the category. Well, this one, but the country, come on. And we did it. I said, okay, this thing's so deadly that I have it. I don't even know I have it because I have no symptoms. Literally, yeah, we fell for it. I mean, I fell for it. I was like, yeah, COVID's scary stuff. Yeah, so we did it. So they knew. And then, of course, they have those 13 bigs coming at you. Led by the Edelman PR company with the messaging, of course. Remember, the information came directly from the WHO, went over to the CDC. And I'm telling you, there's actual like slides. So they prepared what they wanted them to say and the non-factual information they wanted to give. And then it went over to the other agencies. Everybody just kind of, you know, marked it up, did whatever they needed to do. Then it went to the PR company. They made it all nice and fancy, made up some PowerPoints and PDFs, and sent it out to the people in charge of the 13 bigs, you know. And look where we are today. Look where we are today, being censored. We're being censored. We're being lied to. We're being propagandized on crack. Literally on crack, and you got to just pay attention, everybody. You got to pay attention. You got to stop listening to whatever comes out of the mouths of anybody on mainstream media, and that's including Fox. That's including Newsmax. Yes, you heard that correctly. During the day, Fox. You can tune into Hannity. He's never going to talk about this stuff. Laura's been pretty good. Tucker, he's doing pretty good, too. But they don't go deep. They can't. They're not allowed to. Their network doesn't want you to know these other things that we're allowed to talk about in the alternative media on shows like this and other podcasts and talk radio shows. Those are the ones you need to pay attention to. Those are the ones that are listed on our website under the Take Action tab. Must listen to. Simple. And the media portion, who you want to listen, who you want to read, that's the Patriotic Media page. So it's all right there. That's who you need to check out and pay attention to, and that's where you get your facts. And, of course, like I said, you can always tune into this show Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific time. We are live, 5 guest 7-minute segments, and then Michelle's Patriotic Soapbox, where I've got 1, 2, sometimes 3 guests, where we're loading them up because these are the messages that matter from the people you need to know about, and we're going to bring them to you as many as we can, as fast as we can, so you can hear the truth and you can find out what's going on. And then you can actually grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your community. Of course, we can save this country. And you're going to find out how to get involved, what to do. You know, take action items, BLC, BLC. Simple. I don't want anyone ever to say again, where do I go? What do I do? I don't want to hear that. We don't want that as a reason for people, especially when they want to do something. And they want to join. They want to help. They want to make a difference. Even if it's in their business. Literally, all the information is on our website because of all the incredible guests and partners we have on our platform. And that's Purpose Driven Partners segment. There is like hundreds of thousands of dollars of free content that works. That's just our shows. That's not including the other resources that are on there, because I've loaded this website up where if you look at it, you're going to say, Michelle, you got to go get a life. This is insane. So you're like, what do I do? COVID. Whoa, I need information. There's a COVID facts page. Okay, go to that. And if you see the drop downs, you're going to see COVID-19 treatments, medications, therapeutics, and protocols. Everything you need to know is there. If you wanted to get some HCQ, you want to get ivermectin, you want to get budesonide, or you want to get the protocol from Dr. Zeb Zelenko or Dr. Brian Artis, it's literally there. So you can click on the graphic and it takes you to their website. So you don't have to think. Literally, it's there. You want some information about the COVID vaccines, which are non-vaccines? There's a page on that. Or perhaps you've run into an issue where you said, you know what, I just got fired from my job because they wouldn't take the non-vaccine. Or they're making me wear a mask. You might want to find a legal defense fund for some representation on there. Mike Lindell's group's on there. Sydney Powell's group's on there. Lynn Wood's group is on there. I'm going to be adding Matt DiPerno's. We're going to try to get all of these guys on the show here soon so they could talk about it. Yeah, and we're going to add the good politicians, the ones that are running for office and the ones that are already there. Well, like I said, there's only a few. Notorious MTG Marjorie Taylor Greene's one of them. It's episode 213. Oh, love her. Got a chance to meet her at the rally here in Mesa, Arizona. So anyway, like I said, there is incredible resources. And don't forget about the Reopen America Resource Center that takes it to a whole nother level where you've got business organizations, community networking groups, employment and a job resources. Oh, my goodness. It is fully loaded. Nonprofit organizations, personal resources and personal development, products and services. This is all in addition to the other resources that are on here. So it is there. It is small business resources. I'm going to be blowing that up here very soon and putting really specific things to pay attention to help you grow your business. So yeah, go check out this website. Use it as a resource. Share it with your family and friends. It's time to take action. Take action items. BLC, business, life, and community. It's 2:11. I think we are done. I think I have outstayed my welcome for today, everybody. I have outstayed my welcome. Real quick before I wrap it up, there's an event coming up. Oh, what do you say? Where do I go to find out about some awesome events that are live and are virtual? Guess what? Take Action tab, peeps. Go to the Take Action tab. There is a live events page. There is a virtual events page. And as I find out about them or they send the information to me, I am putting them on there. So that's where you got to check out. And it's nationwide stuff, nationwide. And I have a special Arizona section under the Take Action tab because, of course, I'm here. So we got a live event coming up next week. I'm going to play it real quick. Something big is happening. Something big, I feel it happening. That is my event promo soundbite. So when you hear that, you know we're going to talk events. So there is an event coming up on next Wednesday, the 14th, here in Scottsdale, Arizona, from 6 to 7 p.m. Look Ahead Arizona is putting it on. It's a rally to free political prisoners, which is you and me and everyone listening, literally. It says here the Department of Justice and the FBI have targeted, imprisoned, and persecuted nonviolent American patriots. That's us. Yeah. So go join this rally. Go join this rally and get all the specifics and get to their website. Take Action tab. Live events page. There it is, everybody. Live events page. All right, I think I am done for today. Don't forget, Pastor Arthur Balowski is coming back on Monday at 1:30 p.m. And as I mentioned, Darlene Swaffer, she's running for Congress in Florida. She'll be on at 1 o'clock. So if you want to get all this information sent to you, you know, follow us on social media. So, we're going to be expanding past the Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter. They're censoring. I'm shadow banned. It's so ridiculous, right? So I'm not going to, I have to do it anyway because that's what a lot of people are on, but we all need to transition. So we all need to transition. Oh my God, I just said that. We all need to move over to other platforms that like us, like a Getter. I'm going to do that this weekend. And Gab and a Brighteon, social Brighteon video. So we're going to be doing that. We're going to put our information there because that's where the people are that like us. You know, they like what we do. They like what we say. They like our guests. So we need to be where people are that like us because these other ones don't. And remember, this is a quick reminder. Spotify sent that email to me. Said, we're going to take down that episode you had about COVID-19, the vaccination, and truth and facts with Dr. Christiane Northrup, episode 230. Unbelievable episode. Literally, the first 15, 20 minutes of that is all you need to know in order to get the whole rundown on the vaccine and all the COVID pandemic. It's amazing. She just goes to town on it. That's something you should share with your family and friends so they don't get that vaccine, because it'll just be a matter of time where they will not have an immune system. Bad things will happen. Bad things will happen. Don't forget the Dr. Zev Zelenko, whose birthday was yesterday. So happy birthday, Dr. Zev Zelenko. He had said on Frank's Beach, Brandon House's show, about a month ago, that they expect 30 to 40 million people to die from the non-vaccine. Brandon goes, worldwide? He goes, no, United States. And he was being very conservative with the numbers. So not to scare you, just want you to get the facts and the truth because it's important. So if you want to follow us on social media, go to the homepage, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Click the graphic that says links. That'll take you to where all the links are. You know, I got kicked off the link tree, so I'm improvising right now. But it'll get you to the page. Don't worry about it. And then, of course, if you can subscribe to the show, you can always catch us on demand. Then there is a player on the homepage there. So if you want to listen to episodes directly on the website, you can, or on your favorite podcast player. But now we know Spotify is part of the problem. So if they are taking down that episode, which just means the next phase of censorship. So if it's happening to me, it's going to be happening to a lot of other people, or it is happening to a lot of other people, because they've never taken down any of the episodes I've done before, and they've all been shows. So this is the next phase. Right? Remember, there's always a pattern with these people. So the next phase is taking down the content from the source, not just the post. So they've gone to the next level. So again, a great reminder, it's time to take action. You've got to get involved. It's not a matter of if it's going to happen. It's just a matter of when. It's not a matter of if it's going to happen to you. It's just a matter of when. Oh, my God. Never thought we would be here. Never thought we would be here. Oh, they always say God's got this. I think he does. But I think we need to help out. You know? We got to do our part. We got to do our part. It's almost like, how bad do you want it? How bad do you want this country to be? The way it's supposed to be, the way it was founded on. How bad do you want your freedom? How bad do you want to be able to be in control of what your kids learn? How bad do you want your business to have the opportunity to be successful? Can't do it based on what's going on now. So that needs to change. That needs to change. Gave you some examples of specifics that people made a difference, just a small amount. Remember Patty's story. So we got this, everybody. We got this. So it's time to renew our faith, restore our republic, rebuild our economy, reopen America 100%. Once you commit, everything changes. Once you commit, everything changes. Remember, it's Rejuvenation June or July. Rejuvenation July. Rejuvenation July. And you're going to get up an hour early every day so you can do your take action items, BLC. Hope nobody's wearing a mask. That would be bad. And remember, there's no conspiracies and there's no coincidences. So you're going to keep your common sense cap on all the time. Because when you have your common sense cap on and you look around and you're like, that don't make no sense. That makes absolutely no sense. You are correct. It doesn't. It doesn't. It doesn't. So anyway, remember that those who stand for nothing fall for everything. So what do you stand for? And it is time that you take a stand, pick a lane, and take action. Take action. Take action. Please share this show and platform with your family, friends, and contacts so they, too, can make a difference in their own lives in every aspect. And always check out the newsletter. Subscribe to that. It's in the lower right-hand corner of every page. And, of course, the most recent episode scrolls across the bottom of your phone and the bottom of the website. So please subscribe. I've got a couple things planned that I think everyone's going to think is pretty cool. So I'll be sharing that next week. All right, it is time to go and wrap it up. It is 12:19. I am way over. Yeah, special thank you to all of the partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network, their episodes, their information, and their websites. And all the and their own shows that they actually host on their own are listed on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. If you go to the Take Action TM Purpose-Driven Partners page, that's where we're going to have all of the shows, 480 segments, 203 partners, hundreds of thousands of dollars of free content that will actually work. And remember your business tip for this weekend. You're going to listen to episode 232. You're going to listen, especially listen, to Tony McClellan, one of our all-star business consultants and coaches. You're going to create the avatar for your client. Maybe you have an avatar already. Well, let's revise it, because if you're not happy with the flow of business, then we need to add more. So we need to make some changes. So do that this weekend, and we'll see what happens. On Monday, when we come back Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific time. We've got 5 guest 7-minute segments. And then, of course, Michelle's Patriotic Soapbox at 1 o'clock. We're going to have a candidate for Congress out of Florida, Darlene Swaffer. And then Pastor Artur Pawlowski is going to be on at 1:30. He's going to give us some special time because he was unable to get in today. Yeah, a conflict. Took them longer. So they took them longer on their show, which took them away from our show, which means you didn't get to hear them. That's okay. We're going to get them on Monday at 1:30 p.m. So make sure you tune in then, and then tune in. Just check out some of the past episodes, past shows. I know you'll be impressed with the information, and also the guests are amazing. They're our partners. They are our partners. So tune in next week and over the weekend. Listen to any of the segments. Put your plan together. Take out your pen and paper like we talked about. And let's do this, guys. Let's do this. Halfway through the year. Halfway through the year. Time to make a change. Make everything better. Make everything better. You're awake now, I think. You're still listening. And if you are still listening, thank you. Thank you for sticking around. Thank you for sticking around. Sorry, I jumped around today. It was a little long in other segments. It's just, you got Bob and Weave. It is live. Talk radio. Live shows. No editing, bobbing and weaving. Got to keep the flow. Want to keep no dead air. We don't like the dead air. So go take action on what we shared today. You can go to the website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, take action, TAM. And then there's other tabs. Go check it out, right? Especially COVID facts, reopen America resource, and of course the marketplace. Head on over to there and get some patriotic gear. Flag shirt company is on there. They donate 2% of your total purchase to vets, pets, kids, and freedom nonprofit organizations. And there's a whole bunch of other categories. So check that out before you buy anything online to see what we've got. Go through our website first. That way we can get the donation given out. And you never pay more than if you went directly to the websites. And, of course, don't forget about MyPillow.com. Big Mike is donating 20% of all purchases to our nonprofits. Just use the promo code HOME, H-O-M-E, HOME. You say, Michelle, what's in it for me? You know what? You get a discount, a huge one, up to 66%. He runs specials all the time, buy one, get ones, and all kinds of other discounted prices. So use the promo code HOME, H-O-M-E. You can go directly to their website, mypillow.com, or head over to the Marketplace. Choose the Marketplace tab. And check out Promos for a Purpose. You know, our Everything Done for You business partnership, purpose-driven business partnership and marketing experience. So that way you can take your business to the next level, work with a nonprofit, become a purpose-driven business. We do everything for you. You reinvigorate your brand, or you can go ahead and get a brand created if you don't have one. And considering 63% of all people want to work with a business or service provider that contributes to a nonprofit organization, You just boxed out your competition. So say you're going neck and neck for a client or a customer, then you guys pretty even, Steven. And then you say, well, this is what we're all about. We support this nonprofit organization. You know, we're part of the Promos for a Purpose program, and we're a purpose-driven business. Bye-bye, competition. They're going to say, well, I want to work with somebody like you because that's what I believe in too. There you go. It's pretty simple. And that's the Promos for a Purpose jam. So go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Check out everything. I promise you will be impressed, and it will change everything in your life. Promise. All right. Go make it a great day. Go make it a great weekend because you deserve it. We'll be back on Monday in a little bit of God bless the USA. Thank you for listening, everybody. Thank you for listening live and for listening on demand and sharing all this with your friends, family, contacts, colleagues, you name it. Get the word out there. Everybody taking some action now. TakeActionItems.com. Monday. Have a great weekend. God bless the USA.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I'd thank my lucky stars to be living here today. The flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. There ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.